Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to sing about the faithfulness of God. Are you ready to sing with us? We're going to sing about His faithfulness. He's such a faithful God. I've seen Him show up for me in unique ways. You know, that's why I'm quite reckless when I worship. I can't do anyhow, anywhere belief is. Somebody say anywhere belief is. Are you ready to worship God with me like that? That is the kind of worship I want. So put your head, somebody scream. Woo! It's open to open your mouth and begin to pray the Holy Ghost.
I worship you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Faithful God, we do serve a faithful, faithful God who, hallelujah, fulfill his promise to his people. We can always depend on the Lord because he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, Brother Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. Another Tuesday night Bible study. Thank you, Lord. It's always good to learn, praise you, Jesus, about God's promise to us. Things that are about to happen very soon around our world that we need to be aware. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. God is good. And thank you, Lord, his love endureth forever. Thank you, Lord, we serve such a faithful, faithful God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua, his love, his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, endureth forever. He is for us, and if God is for us, who can come against us? Amen. Thank you, Lord. We are in Daniel chapter 11. Thank you, Lord. And because this word is for the last days, it was what told Daniel to seal the word unto the last days. And Daniel 10, hallelujah, we'll see that what is going to happen in Daniel 11. We're going to see this king rising just like the king of Greece, the king of Persia, which is Iran, my brother and sister. It says in the Bible that it was told to Daniel, also I in the first year of Darius of the Mede, even I stood to confront and to strengthen him. And now I will show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up ye three kings in Persia. My brother and sister, three kings in Persia, three kings in Iran. Shalom, Sister Luna. Amen. So, according to what was revealed to Daniel, there were three kings that will be rising in Iran in the last days, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so that is prophetic, and it's important that we know. The president now of Iran, my brothers and sisters, if Abraham is the current president of Iran, and before him, I believe it was Hassan, okay, and before him was Anavia Naya, my brothers and sisters, who actually confirmed, Shalom Arli, it actually confirmed that, my brothers and sisters, Anavia Naya, the third president of Iran that I seen in the last days, he actually confirmed that he had an encounter with the Shah Imani, the Antichrist. Okay? He had a private meeting with the leader of Islam in Iran, and he confirmed he had a meeting with the Shah Imani, and which is the Antichrist to us, the man of sin, the man of perdition, my brother and sister. And this meeting went about in 2007. Seven means fulfillment. So that when the Antichrist fulfilled his agenda over Persia that is revealed to Daniel. This is why what happened in 2007 in this meeting, it was so important to my brother and sister prophetically. A lot of people did not see this. I have shared previously about Iran, my brother and sister, in Daniel 7, verse 2. And now will I show you the truth. Behold, there shall stand yet three kings in Persia, three kings in Iran, my brother and sister. And a lot of people think of Iran as being so insignificant, but it's not. Because Iran has been funded with trillions of dollars, and Iran is funding terrorists with trillions of dollars, my brothers and sisters. So when they are looking to kill Jewish people in America and other people everywhere, they are the most powerful terrorist nation in the world today. You cannot point to another nation that has more organized terror or terrorists than Iran, my brothers and sisters. And everything has a reason and a purpose. And they are mentioned in Daniel 10, 9, 8, and 11 that we're in today. The king of Persia being Iran. And it's pointing to the last days, because in Daniel 10, it was told to Daniel, this is for the last days. So you cannot take this for granted. You have to study it, research it, understand who Persia is, Iran. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shalom, brother Will. Very, very important. Iran is Persia. And there will be three kings in Iran in the last day that will rise. I just mentioned the name of them. The former president of Iran is Ibrahim Raisi. Okay, that is the current president of Iran. Okay, he's in the Bible in Daniel 11 as one of the king of Persia. Okay, that's the current president. Okay, the former president Hassan Rouhani. Okay, who was over the presidency not for too long. Okay, my brothers and sisters. It says from 2013 to 2021, he served as a president in Iran, okay? So Hassan Rouhani, and then the before him, my brother and sister, President Ahmadinejad, who was president in Iran from 2005 to 2013. Ahmadinejad, my brother and sister, Muhammad Ahmadinejad was so prophetic in 2007, because that's when he revealed the meeting with the Chohimani, the Antichrist, the men of sin that the Bible calls the men of perdition. Okay? And so what he confirmed in that meeting is that the Antichrist proved to him that he was the Antichrist with power. He showed him and all the leader of Islam, his power, okay? In a private meeting that they have, he show up his power. So astounding that they bow to him, to worship him, okay, in this meeting. And when he was speaking in his Iranian language, someone translated the video in English on YouTube, and I listened to every single word that was being translated as he was speaking. And it was such a confirmation to us back in 2007, my brother and sister, okay? Because he had a meeting with this man. And the man that showed himself the Chohimani back then in 2007 was Barack Hussein Obama, okay? We have followed all this for so many years. We know exactly what we're saying, what we're talking about. Before he came up with this, I mean, we were asking the Lord for the revelation of Shalom Sister Louietta of the Antichrist, the man of sin that will be revealed. God has revealed it to us. We know who he is. But having this meeting, him showing to this king of Persia, okay, that it was told to Daniel that there will be three kings in Persia in the last days. Daniel 11. Okay, I will show you the truth, and this is the truth. Okay, this is not a lie. This is the truth. This is what we told to Daniel. I will show you the truth. Okay? It's not a lie. What's being shown to Daniel here. Okay? Three kings in Persia. The four should be as far richer than all. The four shall be richer than them all. Okay? And I want to show you the fourth. There will be three, the fourth. I want to show you that there was four. Okay? And the four is Muhammad Qahtani, OK? Okay? Muhammad Qahtani, according to Iranian reforming politician who served as the fifth president of Iran on the 3rd of August, 1997, to 3rd of August, 2005, Muhammad Qahtani, my brother and sister, this is the fourth, okay? And the Bible says that he is the richest, okay? It's what the Bible calls him. The four will be the richest. It's revealed to Daniel. The four should be the richest them all, okay? And by his strength through his riches, he should stir up against the realm of Greece. The realm of Greece, okay? Which Greece, my brother and sister, of course that Greece will not be ignoring the Bible, okay? Greece would have to be there, okay, because many things happen in Greece. And many things in the last days are happening in Greece and have happened in Greece according to the Bible, okay? And Daniel 8, it was 8:21, was told to Daniel that the ring of gold is the king of Greece, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king, okay? So it was told to Daniel that there will be a king in Greece. And right now you don't hear much about Greece, okay, my brother and sister, but great things are connected with Greece, okay? And then in Daniel 10:20, they say, he knowest thou why I have come to thee, and now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Talking about a very wicked king, okay, of Greece, my brothers and sisters, okay, which we have shared in the other program. Who is this king of Greece? And what is it that Daniel is referring to? What is being revealed to Daniel about this king of Greece? And the church is not going to see the king of Greece, okay? They're staying behind tribulation saints are going to see the king of Greece rise, okay, as one of the fallen Nephthalim. One of the most powerful fallen Nephthalim is the king of Greece, okay? And why is he rising? Why is the king of Greece rising? Because he's been bound for thousands and millions of years, okay? He's been bound in the pit for so many years, okay? And he's very evil. He's very wicked, my brother insisted, okay? And he's just like the devil. Some people have confused him with the devil who come to steal, kill, and destroy, my brother insisted, okay? Su is the king of Greece. Su is what is known to be the king of Greece. And they are waiting for his arrival. His temple in Greece is ready. Hiding, but all the leaders and politicians of all the European countries are awaiting the return of Su, his wife and his daughter, who's his daughter, I believe, is his general. It's going to be very wicked, but we're not going to see that. The church is not going to see that. Maybe when I return back to the Great Tribulation to help some of the people, I will see it, definitely. But the church going home in the rapture, the departure of the Bride of Christ, is not going to experience this. But I know these teaching. I'm trying to think. I believe it was in a dream that I heard clearly said, your teaching are going to help those staying behind very, very much. Okay? Your teaching will help those staying behind very, very much. Now, I want to confirm something to you, how powerful the revelation of the Lord are, that I was dreaming yesterday morning. I think I only slept an hour or less. And I had a quick dream, and I was over Ukraine. looking through the Russian satellite for some reason, and the spirit, and I seen how drone from the U.S. was being sneaked into Ukraine, and I saw the Russia watching this. Drone from the U.S. was being sneaked into Ukraine, while they had called for peace in Ukraine. Deceived the Russians into thinking that this war was over within 2 weeks from now, or a week from now, because it was 2 weeks ago. And the Russian believed this, and they were putting away their equipment while their satellite caught a drone being sneaked into Ukraine to bring down the Russian drone. And I was watching this, and, you know, but I can hear the Russia. I can feel the feeling that they're being deceived. Okay, they're being lied to. And just to get a really powerful confirmation of this, okay, sometimes the Lord will give me something like that. Allow me to see something like this, and then I go on with my life. I do other things. Sometimes I don't even forget. He has to remind me of these things. And when I come later on, and I go on YouTube to hear the news, to see what's going on, I hear the ambassador of Russia coming to New York to the UN, okay? And what he talked about, the same thing I was seeing, that they were seeing through the satellite, and the word he used was, the joke, it's over. The joke, it's over. And so this is why I took a photo, a picture with my cell phone, and it's here, you can see it on there on the, let me see, part of the photo of the program, because I put it up. I hope it can be played, okay, or can be seen. But he says that the joke is over, okay, my brother and sister. Because they know they're being lied to, deceived to, okay? And why, when they thought they won this, the Russians were celebrating, now they find out they've been deceived again by calling out a peace, that it was a joke. It was nothing serious. And he asked the UN, the Russian has a table with the UN, and he requested that he could come to New York and make this speech, and the request was approved because he... They practically forced themselves through the door, and he said and came, the joke is over. They're getting ready for something big, okay? And God is incredible, because confirmations, not just one confirmations, he's giving me two, because it's in the witness of two, okay? And then I hear the prophet of the Lord, what was this? I believe this was yesterday. She was saying the same thing. See if I can. Thank you, Lord. 20 hours ago, I believe this is the word that the Lord was giving her. This word that something that the judgment was near, okay, and that a rice attack will be coming in. I believe what she said in this audio. My brother and sister. So the confirmation, I still haven't listened to other prophet regarding to what I'm talking about tonight. But her word confirmed what I saw, and I was in prayer when I remember this. The Lord made me remember this, because I like I said again, my brother and sister, unless the Lord help me, it's so hard with so much going on to remember all these information, but it was just like a wow, wow, wow. You know, I saw it. Then that confirmation of the ambassador of Russia coming to the UN, my brother insisted, it was like, wow, wow, wow. Okay? The Lord is confirming what is about to unfold, okay? And that he's about to take his people home. If people, we don't have much. We don't have much, okay, in regard to be going home. The Lord is going to take his bride home, Okay? Yeah, I believe Sister Celestia said it too. My brothers and sisters, God is not happy with what's going on. Let me pray this audio. I'll be back.
Well, hey guys, how you doing? I feel like I haven't caught up at all today. I still have so many emails. I'm so sorry, guys, but I promise I will get to them. It's just, there's a lot. But ignore the Telegram and the WhatsApp people because they're trying to scam you. And I claim that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he came to earth as a man in the flesh. He died on the cross for our sins, and he rose on the third day. Okay, guys, it is April 24th, 2023. Here's the message from Jesus. Ecclesiastes 4:13, better a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king who will be admonished no more. Job 38:8, or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? 1 Timothy 4:9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. Jeremiah 9:3, and like their bow they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord. Revelation 10:6, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. Genesis 14:8, and the kingdom of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and joined together in battle in the valley of Siddim. Ezekiel 41:3. Also he went inside and measured the doorpost 2 cubits and the entrance 6 cubits high, and the width of the entrance 7 cubits. Isaiah 29:5. Moreover, the multitude of your foes shall be like fine dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones like chaff that passes away. Yes, it shall be an instant, suddenly. Here's the message. My child, the serpent will strike, and its venom is poisonous. It's going to poison the minds of my children. I cannot delay my coming any longer. I have already given you my hour, and my hour is final. My hour is here. The clock strikes and it's over. I have sent out several warnings. You aren't listening. You aren't heeding them. Oh, ye little faith, the world is going to get so dark, not only physically, but spiritually. My hand is on the clock. Can you see the constellation? Are you awake yet? Do you see everything I have been telling you? Are you blinded by your own ignorance and selfish desires? Don't you know I have sent out my prophets, my dreamers, my visionaries for your sake? I wish for no one to perish, but perish you will where you stand. You are blinded by your wickedness and you can't see the truth. You are too busy attacking and scoffing at your neighbor to look within your own self for your pride and arrogance. Oh, the enemy has twisted my words and you allow the disingenuous speakers to prowl on you like a lion. Who else prowls around ready to devour you? Lucifer does. Children, please listen. Everything I have told you will come to pass. My people are tired and weary and ready to come home. I told you positions were changing, but do not trust the media. It is run by Lucifer, and it will speak only the Luciferian agenda. Trumpets will sound. Spica is in position, ready to blow. Countdown begins. 43. What does that signify? How many days till my return? Are you anticipating my arrival? Do you see my patterns yet? Or are you misguided by your biblical teachings of men? I told you to come to me when you're weary. I told you I will give you rest. So why do you deny me? Why do you still mock my coming? Oh, you idiotic fools, I know who you truly worship. I know the true key to my kingdom. I have told you. Have you listened? Do you believe and trust in me yet? Do you know how many disasters are coming? The ravenous wolves in sheep clothing are deceiving you. They tell you I am not coming yet. They tell you you will have to suffer through my wrath. It's an idiom, a mockery to my existence. Did I not die for you so you may be saved? So why are you still following the law? Do you know every law must be completed if you are under the law? Do you want to be cursed by the law? Are you blinded by my truths? Get the speck out of your eye before you look at the speck in your neighbor's eye. Your pride will be the death of you. Where is your love? Where is your heart? I told you to love your neighbor, not mock at them. The whole world is about to change, and you will wish you had come to repentance. But it will be too late. I told you how to have eternal life. I told you to love me and trust in me. I told you to believe in me with your heart and confess, I am Lord, and I will save you. But you aren't believing me. You are relying on the law and your own works to save you. Disasters will fall in Michigan, Kentucky, Idaho, Nebraska, and Maine. It's going to get bad, really bad. No more diesel, no more food trucks. Famine is going to increase tenfold. Wake up, children. It's all coming. More ice, lights in the sky, aurora lights all over, electrical outages, lightning strikes, and the moon at her feet. Fruits have been sorted. The end is near. Are you awake yet? I am your true king. I am your prince of peace. Abide in my commandments. Love your Lord God. Love thy neighbor. I love you, and I am your rescuer, your redeemer, your Adonai, and I have spoken. 1 Corinthians 2:11. For what man knows the things of a man except the man of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Matthew 19:5. And said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So the link to the video. Okay. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. They are, she says, 43, okay, in which Solomon says that three things are too wonderful for me, four are beyond my knowledge. Solomon says to Regina, so three things are too wonderful for me, four are beyond my knowledge, okay? So think about that one. Three things too wonderful for me. I believe Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The church is about to meet God, because that's what it is. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, in the hour that you know it not. Four. Okay. Proverbs 30:21. Three things make the earth quake. Okay. So in the fullness of God, the earth, which is seven, will quake. Okay, four things that it can bear. Okay, so four to me is like, it's a great tribulation. Four is like man choosing to go beyond. Okay, three is God, and four is if you try to go besides God, it's like going to other gods. You know, knowledge of demons, men. You know, so this hour, my brother and sister, is a dangerous hour for a lot of people. Okay? Here, Proverbs 30:29. Three things are stately in the stride. Four are straight in the gate. Okay? And again, this is from the Complete Jewish Bible. Amen? And then when you don't understand, search it. Study it. Take your time. Don't rush into... Oh, if I don't know it in a second, I don't know it. No, don't do that. Even go to a dictionary. If you're having a hard time understanding a word, get a biblical dictionary, which what it does, every word, it gives you a breakdown of the word. Amen. And take your time studying God's word. Okay? For that knowledge. That knowledge is so, so important. Okay? And then Daniel 11, according to the Complete Jewish Bible, what I'm going to tell you now is true. Okay, three kings will arise in Persia, followed by the fourth. So again, you know, in the last days, so much is unfolding quickly. But these three kings are rising in the last day in Persia. They already have rise. This is how we know we're in the last of the last. Because three and even four have risen in Persia already in the last day. And that's exactly what it says in Daniel 11:2. There will be three and a fourth. And that's exactly what happened in Iran. A three and a fourth. And it's not by coincidence. It's by confirmation of the word of God. My brother and sister, when the word of God says something is going to happen, I had just given you the four. Muhammad Khatami has been the fourth, okay? The current president of Iran is Abraham Raisi. Before him, Hassan Rouhani. Before him, Muhammad Ahmadinejad. My brother and sister, these are the four that the Bible said will rise in Persia in the last days, because the word that was given to Daniel, according to Daniel 10, is for the last days. So there's no coincidence. And you already heard a prophecy. A prophet said that Iran will have an encounter with Persia, with Iran, with United States. United States will have an encounter with Iran, Persia. Okay? And a lot of people who are taking Iran for granted as a powerful nation are going to, you remember how Iran sent their missile into Iraq and destroyed that U.S. base? Okay? That was just the beginning of Iran showing their strength. Now, Iran will have further shown his strength when Iran says to Russia and Ukraine, let us send our drone to Ukraine and let us test our drone in Ukraine to show the world what we got. And so Iran sent their drone into Ukraine and did most of the destruction. Not all, but most. Now, Iran, in the days to come, we might be a month from now, a few weeks from now, a few days from now, maybe the end of the year, maybe in the middle of the year. We don't know. Sometime, shortly, Shalom, Brother Joseph, Iran will have an encounter with the United States. And it's not going to go all that easy for the U.S. It's not. The U.S. is known to be more powerful than Iran. But in this encounter, as the Lord has said to his prophet, okay, Iran is going to show the world how powerful they are, because it's not going to be easy for the U.S. to just have an encounter with Iran and walk away. Okay? Iran will show their muscle, okay, to supposedly the more powerful nation will find themselves probably practically in a war with Iran that they were a boy, because Iran is part of the BRICS. Okay? But Iran will show their muscle to the U.S. very soon, to the Navy, the Marine, the Army, mostly the Navy. And they're going to show, because Iran Navy have increased really powerful, and they want to show their muscle. And that's coming in the days to come. It will be all over the news. So that's a prophecy, my brother and sister, because we're in the last days. Persia is rising. Let's go back to Daniel 11, okay, starting with verse 2. Now I will show you the truth. Behold, there shall stand up three kings in Persia, Iran. The fourth shall be richer than them all. And we know this because this even been in the media. The one that Iranian president that's been in office have been very rich, very wealthy, billionaire. Okay? It's in the book. It's in the Bible. Nothing is being ignored by God. A lot of people think that God is not in the detail. The devil is. They're being lied to. God has always been in the detail. We just got to ask him. Show me. Reveal to me. Let me see. He's a rabbi. He's our teacher. That's why when Jesus was teaching the word, walking with the disciple, his teaching was greater and more powerful than the rabbis of that time, than the scribe, what the scribe was writing from the rabbis. What Jesus was teaching was more powerful, and he had greater multitude. And the rabbi were jealous. And the teaching came with a difference of the walk of their lives. The disciple would compare like Peter to Jesus when he denied him three times. Okay? Because the servant said that Peter looked like him, walked like him, dressed like him. Jesus' dressing garment was totally different than the rabbi. My brother and sister, more powerful. He spoke with power. He walked with power. He raised the dead and healed the sick. Totally different than the robbery. None of these things, yes, thank you, sister, the strong dictionary, the great dictionary. None of these things were being done by the rabbi. Wish it should have been done because God commanded the priest in the Old Testament to do this through Moses. Okay? Praise the Lord. So, the four kings shall be richer than them all. And by his strength through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Greece. Okay? So, the riches of this one are going to be used to stir up the realm of Greece. Okay? That means that he's going to use his money to go to Greece, and this is happening already. This former president of Iran using his money in Greece. Okay? For what purpose? Okay? To stir up all against the realm of Greece. Okay? We have seen it through Turkey, the president of Turkey, saying about Greece, the corruption in Greece, by the leaders, by using his money. They've been using that in the last days. My brother, if people follow the news, they know this has been happening. Amen. Verse 3. A mighty king shall stand up, who shall rule over great dominion according to his will. Okay? This is a type of the Antichrist. My brother and sister, it's hard to say who this king is because at this moment it's not being identified. But, okay, I believe this is when the Chohimani Bissari in 2007, the Iranians, the Islamic leaders, when they had this meeting in Iran. And when I say Islamic, the leaders from Iraq and all the city around and all these Arab leaders from Egypt and the different country travel from everywhere in the Middle East to Iran to meet with the Chohimani. You have hundreds of leaders, respected known leaders, who have written books. They are religious leaders meeting with the Chohimani, and he showed him his power, that he is the Antichrist, the fallen one, the man of sin, that our Bible calls so. My brother and sister, when I saw this video on YouTube, oh man, there was a few other people who saw it who were also very stunned by the revelation, but it was true. It was so true. The video immediately a few weeks after, like a couple of weeks after, was deleted from YouTube because YouTube understood they understood what was being revealed. You know, God says in his word, there's nothing hidden that will not come out to light. And Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, in his encounter with the Antichrist, has to make that video, and it was translated in English. It was a very powerful video because the truth was revealed. Daniel 11:4, and when he shall stand, his kingdom shall be broken. It shall be divided to the four winds of heaven, not to his posterity, nor to according to his dominion, which he ruled, for the kingdom shall be plugged up for the other beside those. Amen. And this is happening in Iran. You're seeing kingdom rise and kingdom coming down in Persia, Iran. This has been happening a lot there. Verse 5. And the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, he shall be strong above him and have dominion. His dominion shall be great dominion. Okay? It's hard to say if this was the president of Iraq to the south of Iran, my brother and sister. Okay? But, Saddam Hussein, but the Bible says he will be strong. And this is why king rising, king comes down. So it's hard to say, but it seems like it was him. Verse 6, at the end of the year, they shall join themselves together, okay, which Iraq right now has joined with Iran. All this since the 90s, United States, the troop in Iraq, they fought, all these things have been happening, 92, 93, President Clinton and all that. And all these things continue to happen in Iraq through even President Bush Jr. And look how now Iran and Iraq relationship, something prophetically, something biblical, is happening in Iraq, in Iran now. They had a meeting where their leaders now are like brothers, united. People online, people in the media are like stunned because just a few years ago they were against each other. And now they're brothers. They call each other brother. They're joining as one. Something that if 20 years ago you would tell someone in the U.S. that this will happen, they will call you a liar. And I mean, when I was talking about Iran, what was it, 12 years ago, 10 years ago on the Lord Tower, people were like, what are you talking about? You know, like, are you watching the news, Brother Elvie? Where are you getting your information from? And this is why I tell people the Bible is the truth. I'm not going to compare the Bible with the news. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says that I know it will be on the news. That's different. I know the Bible is the truth. And I trust what the Bible says. I believe what the Bible says. I stand on what the Bible says. And then I see it coming out on the news. My brother and sister later on. But I'm not going to say, well, the Bible says this, but the news says this other thing. And then I'm going to doubt the Bible because of what the news is saying. No. No, no, no. No, my brother and sister. That's why the Lord even told people to stop watching television. And one of the reasons is people compare television with the Bible. And if the news says so, then they believe the Bible. Instead of being the other way, your Bible is on your right. You believe what the Bible says. And you know for a fact it's going to come out on the news. That's it. I look at the news because I see the confirmation of the Bible, what the Bible says. Not because I want to know if no. No, the Bible is the truth. And if you're having that problem comparing the Bible with the news and you're getting confused, like some people say, I'm confused, then you're going to have to repent. Okay? You're going to have to repent. Brother Joseph, please focus on Jesus now. Okay? Seek the kingdom of heaven first, and every other thing will be added unto you. Focus on the Lord now, and let the Lord add you a job later on. He will do that. But focus on him. Don't let the enemy use the job to focus you on. Brother, the Lord is more important. Your relationship with him. If Jesus comes for us tonight, are you ready? Or you need to get a job first? Focus on Jesus, brother. Give the Lord your time. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So the end of the year, they shall join themselves together. And the king of the daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement, which this is what the president of Iran is doing now, making an agreement. But shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand, nor his arm, but he shall go and give it up with that they brought her, him begot her, him that strained her in this time. So we can see that there are people involved in these. My brother and sister, agreement. The BRICS is an agreement. Right now, there's a great nervousness in the United States leaders because South Korea wants to join China, the BRICS, in Russia and them. We've seen already Brazil, my brother and sister, Brazil has joined them. Okay? My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Brother Strada, for saying that the Lord was angry with you about last night. He says to focus on him. Get ready for the wedding. And that's where we need to be. We need to be focused on Jesus. And the Bible says, seek the kingdom of heaven first. Every other thing will be added unto you. You don't look for the other thing first. That cannot be in your mind when you're learning of the Lord, when you're learning his word. Got to be on Jesus. You have to be focused on him. He's getting us ready to come home, okay, to come to heaven, not to populate the earth right now. The earth's going to be destroyed, my brother and sister. So please focus on Jesus, brother. Thank you, Lord. This is so very important because all these things are unfolding, and fully unfolding are going to unfold in the Great Tribulation. Thank you, Lord. Very, very important. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 7. But out of the branch of Herod shall one stand up in his place. He shall come with an army and shall enter in the fortress. The king of the north shall deal against with them and shall prevail. So the king of the north, okay, which here it is a tribute to Russia, it says that it will, President Putin will prevail. Russia will prevail. And this is the BRICS. And we can already see that Iran, Persia had joined BRICS, Russia and China. Okay? This had not happened 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. And if you told someone 30 years ago, worldwide, that Iran, Russia, and China will be together, they will call you a liar to your face. You'll be like, well, but look, this is why I say you got to stand on the word of God. The word of God is true. And what's going to unfold is everything that Jesus says in his word that is going to happen. Nothing out of the word is going to happen on this world because Jesus is in control. Okay? Now, the president of South Korea wants to join BRICS. And they have told this to the United States these past weeks. United States is very worried about this. Not only this, there are news online that the president of Japan wants to join BRICS also. Okay? And the president of Mexico wants to join BRICS. The requirement to join BRICS is they need to fill out an application, submit it to China, and China, Russia, and all these countries will verify the application, see what these countries are bringing to the table, and in 30 days, they are approved. My brother and sister, as a joint partner of BRICS, the BRICS market. Now, if South Korea joined BRICS, and this is what I heard from, I was watching a video from South Korea. We know that the U.S. Army is in South Korea. But the elder people of South Korea has been saying for years now, why is us in the North are being divided? That when we were little, the North and the South, we were brother and sister. We were together. And because of the United States, we've been divided. So United States have blocked to Samsung of South Korea the ability to make develop their own ships in the future. And Samsung have lost 96% of their company game, billions of dollars they have lost. And they are blaming the United States. China had offered South Korea $140 billion to boost their economy. United States only offered $40 to President Biden. And they are not happy with the United States because of the money they lost, that Samsung had lost, because of the United States. So the president of South Korea has said, they're looking forward to become independent from the United States because they're looking forward to join BRICS. So they've been talking with China and Russia that they want to join them in the BRICS market. United States leaders are not happy. Yesterday, Governor DeSantis from Florida and his wife were in Japan. You can Google, you can put it on YouTube. They were in Japan trying to convince the Japanese government not to join BRICS, because Japan also has said they want to come independent from the United States and they want to join BRICS. The president of Mexico has also visited, I believe it was China, and he has also been speaking to the Chinese president saying he wants to join China. But United States has a lot of interest in Mexico, their neighbors. But the president of Mexico is looking forward to join BRICS. United States don't know if they have submitted the application to BRICS yet, all these three countries. But if they have, in the coming months, we'll find out and they have become a BRICS partner. If they do, United States got to get the army from South Korea out, from Mexico out. Okay? We know that Mexico have been trying to join BRICS because Ford had their company in Mexico in last month. They have pulled it out of Mexico because they know what the talks are going on in Mexico. Ford have pulled out their company out of Mexico. So they know that the government of Mexico is firm on joining BRICS, China, Russia, and them. So we can already see, my brother and sister, the division, the Bible is true. These are things that are going to happen in the last days. We've seen how Brazil rejected the U.S. dollar, was holding billions of dollars, and has said to the United States, we don't want your money anymore. Okay? We just want to deal with our money. You can keep your money. We won't deal with the U.S. dollar anymore. And all these BRIC countries are saying the same thing, my brother and my sister. They don't want to deal with the U.S. dollar anymore. Okay? They don't want to purchase oil. They don't want to purchase gold. We don't want to do no investment with U.S. dollar. Okay? They believe the U.S. dollar is just paper, has no value anymore. Hallelujah. So all these things are unfolding. And lately, this past few days, Japan, DeSantis was in Japan yesterday. You can Google and see it. They were meeting with the Japanese government. They want to try to convince them. DeSantis believes that if Trump doesn't run for president or is not able because of the accusation, and if he found guilty, he won't be able to run for president. So DeSantis is looking forward to taking President Trump. DeSantis is looking for December this year. If Trump is formally charged by December by the court in New York and now in another state, which they're considering in four states are considering to charge Trump, they believe that he won't be able to run for president, okay, which that's what they want. That's what they want. So DeSantis is looking to take his position, and then he will be the favorable candidate to become the president of the U.S., So he was in Japan yesterday with his wife trying to convince the Japanese government not to join BRICS. Because if United States lose Japan, lose South Korea most likely, lose Mexico most likely. You're talking about three partners that they have, Mexico for hundreds of years, South Korea for 60 years, Japan for what? 60 years too, partner. That would truly hurt our economy like people cannot imagine. But God has said to his prophets, see, this is where you got to stand on what God is saying, that the U.S. economy is going to fall, my brother and sister. The U.S. economy is going to fall, okay, and it's unavoidable. So the only way they can fall if they lose this income, let's call it income, from Mexico, Japan, and South Korea. Because they do large billions, hundreds of billions of investment in the U.S. So that's an income for the U.S. If they lose the three partners, the U.S. economy will take a hit that a lot of the investors says they won't recover. Okay? They won't recover. My brother and sister. So we can see already that, and they are practically filling out their application for BRICS. Japan is, Mexico is, and South Korea is. If they submit that application, even if they already submitted last week, and United States trying to stop them to cancel those applications to China, if they can, no one knows if they can, you know, no one knows if they already have, they said they're going to, and this is not good. A lot of leaders in Washington, their knees are shaking by this. They cannot believe they are at this level of losing three income that has been such a great income to the United States, my brother and sister. And listening to what the leader of South Korea, Mexico, and Japan are saying, they are saying it publicly without any fear that they want to become independent from the United States. Those are their words. Okay, and they're looking forward to, when they say independent, that's practically what BRICS is about. BRICS is about the BRICS market, China, Russia, and them is about supposedly when you join in, you become independent. Okay, you work on your own economy, but with joint partner who will supposedly help each other. So that's what the independence thing that they're talking about, my brother and sister. So what's But the prophecy is that this economy is going to fall. So verse 8 of Daniel 11. And he shall carry captive to Egypt their gods with their princes, their precious vessels, silver and gold, And he shall continue for more years than the king of the north. Okay? And we see in study, we saw Egypt. I don't know if you've seen this on the news the other day. You can also YouTube this. Egypt government has become part of BRICS. They submitted their application. China, Russia, and them have already approved them. Okay? My brother and sister. So taking this captive, taking their guts and all that, I believe I said it. I say he and the Lord's hour, it was Russia. Because it began with Russia in the beginning, the king of the north, which I attributed to Russia. Okay? You know, and so to the north, so I would say Russia, yeah, Russia is what I attributed to, my brother and sister. Okay? So, yeah, there's a lot of Christian in South Korea. It's sad if the United States lose South Korea. But here's the thing. They believe, the South Korean people believe leaders, that as soon as they become independent for the United States, since North Korea, it's also part of BRICS through China, okay, then what's going to end up happening is that then South Korea and in North Korea, there's a prophecy from Sister Celestia that we have prayed here on the Lord Tower, pray here. And the prophecy is that South Korea and North Korea will be one again, like it was in the past, with China, okay? So that prophecy is about to come to pass. And when the Lord was speaking to Celestia about this, it was in the near future. Like, it's like before the church go home, is what I believe when she was speaking about these things. And now that I see all this moving happening so quickly, I know for a fact that I believe that before we are raptured departure by the Lord, who's saying that the rapture is about to happen, who confirmed to me this past week as I was being coordinated as a king, which is a church receiving the crown of life, the crown to reign with Christ 1,000 years in heaven. Okay? So that's the church. That's what I believe what the Lord, because that's what I asked the Lord, how close are we are to the rapture. Okay? My brother and sister. So I believe something may happen in North Korea. Because if the North and the South join, then the North will not be aggressive as it's been until now. Okay? Because they're one with China. And an example, they work together with Russia. So I believe they're part of the BRICS also. I haven't heard it officially. I will have to check if North Korea is officially. But the prophecy is we have to believe the Lord first. The rest of history. The prophecy is that the North and the South are going to join at one. And that's what's happening now. Okay, the government of South Korea acknowledged that becoming part of BRICS will give them back the relationship with the North. And I believe Sister Solet just said that she saw that the North and the South were hugging each other, welcoming each other again. It was such a friendship. People were crying. I mean, even talking about this the other day, I was watching online from South Korea. The older people were crying. Oh, man, yeah, we're brother, we're sister. Why all this? Just because of the U.S.? We don't need the U.S. anymore. We can become independent. So when the government said they want to become independent, you know, and like join BRICS, then people are crying because this has been a prayer answer to many, that the joining the South be one. That their brothers and sisters, and in the dream, the Lord showed Sister Celestia that in the revelation that they're going to be one. They're going to be one again. And they're going to fight together, too. Okay, so that's going to be incredible. That's going to be very touching on television very soon, my brother and sister. And all this is being caused by the King of the North, as revealed to Daniel, which is Russia. Okay, the King of the North. Because remember, all this started with Russia and China joining together. Okay? So the King of the North, and so as I was doing all this, that Ezekiel 38, okay? The Lord says to the prophet Ezekiel, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against God in the land of Magog, thy chief priest of Meshech, Tubal, prophesy against him. Now, at this time, when the Lord said to set his face against them, It's because now the BRICS, all these countries have won. They have signed. They're in agreement. All of these countries have won. And there's something now that they're planning, that they're doing. We should, Daniel should talk about this. And it's coming against Israel. But Benjamin Netanyahu, a brother was telling me a few days ago, made a stunning announcement in Israel this past week, and that they're looking forward to joining the BRICS. And I almost fell off my chair. And then you wonder why the riots in Israel have been nonstop. And you saw how the Sudan president had joined BRICS. And what happened yesterday? Okay, United States had to get the people from Sudan, from the embassy. They had to send their troop, okay, their Navy SEAL, to get their people out of Sudan, out of the embassy. Because China and Russia said, get your people out of here. Sudan is part of ours now. Legally, get them out of here. And this is the authority that Daniel's talking about that Russia and China has now that they didn't have before. Because any country that joined BRICS now, Russia and China have that authority to say to the United States and NATO, get your troop out of here. Get your people out of here. We want the embassy closed. And they have to. Okay? Because remember, these presidents are joining out of their own will with the support of their people. Okay? They have legal documents. And so yesterday, the United States had to send the Navy SEAL, get our people out of Sudan. Okay? Just because Russia and China said we want them out of here. So that's all over the news. You can also Google that and find out, my brother and sister. But why God is saying to the prophet Ezekiel, set thy face against God and Mega, Russia and China. Because, and these are the king of the end of time. Okay? The last two stronger king, Russia and China. Okay? In the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, prophesy against him, my brother and sister. And when you search these princes, you come out to know whom they are in the last days. These are the nations that have come together through BRICS. And they're together now. As Daniel says, the prince of Persia, which is Iran, they are together now. Okay? The Bible is coming to pass right before our eyes, 100%. Stunning how the word of God comes to pass every day. And then you see it on the news and you're like, wow, this is incredible. When I put on the news last night and I saw what I know the Bible says clear, and I've been giving this in Bible study for years now, I'm like stunned. I'm about to fall off my chair. My brother and sister, this is the Bible coming to pass right before us. Everything God is saying in his word is going to come to pass in the last days as it revealed to Daniel, John, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and even the other prophet. It's coming to pass, my brother and sister. That's why I tell you, we got to search these things carefully, study them, and get to know them. Because then when you see it to pass, come to pass in the news, right before your eyes, you're like, wow, that's exactly what the Bible says. It's coming to pass, my brother and sister. We need to be ready as the bride of Christ. Because also as this is coming to pass, the bride has made herself ready. Got to be ready to come home. Come home with Jesus, which is the most important thing. Okay? To be ready. To be ready with the Lord. So by this time, when the Lord says, Son of Man, set thy face against God and Magog, and the chief priest may shake to learn and prophesy against them, it's because at this time already, they have already completed BRICS, completed all the union, and now they're so powerful that they have the confidence to go against Israel. Now, if they join Israel, they cannot come against Israel. That's kind of what we understand. So there might be there something that will not allow Israel to be part of them. They cannot. They cannot be partner, because as partner, they cannot come against each other. It's like when South Korea joined BRICS, immediately North Korea and the South are brothers and sisters. They're going to have to be peaceful now. They can't fight against each other. Because they're signing a document that they're going to be united, standing united. So they'll be brothers and sisters standing united. They'll be as one. So the same thing would happen if Israel joined BRICS. They'll be united. So I don't think Israel will join BRICS. That's my belief. I don't think so because I truly believe the rabbi will be completely against it because of prophecy. Rabbi know prophecy very well. Everything we're talking about here about Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the rabbi studied this all the time. They read it. They know it very well in Israel. So they're not going to allow Israel to join BRICS, as Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, my brother and sister. There is a belief, which I also believe it, that as the nation leader has been vaccinated, their minds have been changed much. Okay? There could be control and manipulation behind their vaccination in regard to also doing this. Okay? So, but God told the prophet to set his face against him. Okay? And said, I'll say to the Lord, behold, I am against you, O God, Cyprus, Meshach, and Tubal. So God immediately identified this nation, and God says, I'm against you. And you know what happened when God says against someone? It's going to fall. It's going to be brought down, broken to pieces, and be no more. That's the fact. God came against Egypt after they came against the children of Israel. And what did God say to Moses when they crossed the Red Sea? These people you saw, you will see no more, the Lord says to Moses and the people. These people that were persecuting them, that were coming against to kill them, God said, you will see not them no more. And what happened? The water, God made the water come over them and kill the whole army. Egypt was left without the greatest army that was in those days. My brother and sister, destroyed. God told them, you won't see them no more. No more. And they didn't see those people no more. They were all destroyed. So again, now God says to the prophet, I am against you. And by the Lord saying he's against them, that's it for them. The great tribulation, they are destroyed. There will be none of these leaders, none of these army. We can already read in Revelation 19 when the Lord comes to fight them. In Matthew 24, at the end of Matthew 24, he comes with his army, his angel. He's going to cut them to pieces and feed them to the bird. So there will be no more. Okay? Yeah, the Lord said there will be nation against nation. So all this joining BRICS, it's just because United States and NATO are joined. All these other nations are forming their own army, their own power, their own kingdom. Okay? So they can confront the United States and NATO, my brother and sister. But that warning from Russia yesterday in the UN had the leaders shaken up, my brother and sister, because they are also moving their submarine, their navy. They're moving all their planes. They came out with new planes now that are super powerful planes, my brother and sister, and they're putting them in strategic places, plus the 1,200 new bases that they're building. Russia have built bases in the Middle East alone. Powerful bases with submarine carrier planes and super radar connected with the satellite. Their soldier. I mean, in Ecuador, I believe it's 2-3 bases that they're building just in Ecuador or more. Okay, they have built like 3. They're building more. And other countries in Central America, they're building military bases, very powerful bases. They're covering practically every part of the earth, my brother and sister, on these things. And you can Google all this information and see what they've done. More than what I'm saying, more. 1,200 bases in 2023. They built over 600 bases in 2022 worldwide. 1,200 this year. Why are they making so much bases, so powerful bases, missile drones and so much more, nonstop 24 hours? The warehouses in Russia are fully automatic, not semi or no part, fully, making making missiles, drones, planes, and submarine, my brothers and sisters, carriers, 24 hours, nonstop, my brothers and sisters, okay? They have sent ships to the stars, deep into space, where they can track every satellite of every nation and destroy them from space, okay? What they done from last year to this year, they have never done before, okay? But, you know, nation will rise in a day, and that's what they done. My brother and sister, all this stuff is online. You can see it with your own eye, research all this stuff. My brother and sister, it is incredible what's going on in the last days, okay? They are promising, like they promised the king of Saudi Arabia, protection from the sky from every position, submarine, navy, air. And he's very satisfied. He says he's going with Russia. And even when the U.S. tried to convince them that they would protect them as they had done in the past, he says, no. Russia will take care of us now. And so the oil now is being traded in Chinese money. Okay, and in Russia, rupee also is Russia's money, and Indians' money, and Brazil's money, and they're coming out with their own currency now, backed up by gold, my brother and sister, which is a lot of people wants to see, you know, so much is happening, but it's all in the book of Daniel, it's all in the Bible. Nothing is new under the sun, Solomon said. It's just a repetition of what had happened in the past, how powerful Egypt was, how powerful the nation were in the past. Now there's a rising again. And this is why when you read Daniel, it's like a repetition of the same name of this king, the king of Persia, the king of the north, you know? And the king of the north is not giving you a name because whoever is the leader of Russia is the king of the north, which is President Putin right now. My brother and sister, we can see already what they're doing, okay? And so this is why they warned the United States to not get your drone in Ukraine, because there are 23 drones out of the 65 that have been destroyed are very successful, Generation 2, okay? And they got the Generation 3 already flying over NATO, destroying places in NATO, and they got the Generation 4 ready to go. They have up to 17 Generation drones setting, 65 each one of them in generation ready, hitting under the earth, ready to fly at any moment. Completely, fully AI. Not remote control, like some of these nations, no. 100% run by AI itself. Learning, and where they can fly and launch their own missile. It's incredible. I was looking at this stuff online, like, wow. Like nothing anybody has seen before. But why has this been allowed? Even when the Lord showed me they were using this weapon against California, causing all this rain in California, destroying land, landslide, homes, power outages in California. I started talking about this back in December 22. And from December 22 this started, it has not even stopped this mess in California. You put on the news, thank you, Sister Regina, who sends me the links, and other people from California, brothers and sisters, the links have been at the links of this rain, hard rain in the different place, destroying homes, flooding. There was a guy being interviewed in the media who's been there for over 50 years in this area of California, never seen his home was flooded. And he had never seen this. Another man that I was watching, snow in California like he never seen before. I mean, he thought like he was in Hampshire of all the snow in California, in the part of California. We here never seen that. This other man, 50 years, never seen this flooding. And it's all happening since December to now. You go back to the little hours, you read all this stuff, and you say, what is this? What's like? Exactly. You know, God says it to us, we say it, and boom. Someone said, brother, you said this, the next day, boom's happening. Look what happened in Texas yesterday with the aliens. Caught on video. the alien, what was it, mutating column color in Texas? I mean, I took the photo of the news. I have it also there on the page. Okay? You can see on video these aliens, supposedly, caught by Department of Justice also, satellite and everything, mutating column color in Texas yesterday. It was on the news, CNBC, Fox News, CNN, my brother and sister. And you can go ahead and look at the video. Sometimes you're going to have to ignore the media, go on YouTube and look at the original video and see them walking in there. I mean, this is not human. These are not human. Okay? A day before, I'm talking about the Lord revealing me these aliens, proof that will come on international media. Day before, the day after, this comes up. Okay? The enemy was not happy about that for sure. My brother, because sometimes the Lord gives me a revelation a day before they do whatever they're going to do. Sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's a month, 2 months. I was talking about December, what was coming to California, and boom, by January, all these things was happening in California. My brother and sister. So incredible. Now these aliens being caught on video, okay, doing these things in Texas yesterday. So incredible things that are happening, my brother and sister. You will have to watch it yourself, not to believe what other people are saying, because it's happening. It's just happening, and it's happening right before our eyes. My brother and sister, stunning things are happening, okay? And this is why, right when we finish Daniel, we're going to go into Revelation, but we keep going back and forward, just showing and confirming. One prophet concerns another prophet. My brother and sister, hallelujah. We want to go home for sure. Okay, for sure. So the king of the north, says Daniel in verse 8. So the king of the south shall come into his kingdom and shall return into his own land. Okay? So the king of the south will go back into his own land. The king of the south is there. I believe it's Iran there. So by his son shall be stirred up and shall assemble multitude and great force. And one shall certainly come and overflow and pass through. And then shall he return and stir up even to the fortress. Okay? So there's going to be some stirring up in Persia, Iran. Okay? So when you see this coming, remember, we read this in the Word of God. Stirring up in Persia with the leaders. Verse 11, the king of the south shall move with anger, shall come forward and fight with him, even with the king of the north. He shall set forth a great multitude. But the Moses shall be given into his hand. Okay? And there's been back and forward Iran and Russia, but they're not going to get divided. They will have their own issue, but they'll stick together. Okay? Verse 12, and when he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many 10,000, but he shall not be threatened by it. And there's a lot of people can attribute it to President Putin. He's bringing 10,000 of people down in Ukraine, but it says that he's not going to be straightened by it. It's not going to make him strong. Okay? And we know so far he has done so, over 5 million people dead in Ukraine. And that's not making him strong, for sure. Verse 13, for the king of the north shall return and set forth the multitude greater than the former, shall certainly come after a certain year with great army and much riches. Okay? So the king of the north, it is appointed in Daniel that he will come, okay, with great force and multitude greater than the former. And that former army that Russia is building these bases internationally, 200 of them this year, is what's going to say Daniel, it shall multitude greater than the former. The army in the Middle East are joining Russia. Okay? So, of course, it's going to be much greater. Okay? And this is separate from Iran and China. These other countries are joining them. And it should certainly come after a certain year with great army and much riches. The richest is the gold. Like in Sudan. The news was saying yesterday that great gold in Sudan and riches. And Russia's there. The United States had to get the people from the embassy. So now Russia and China get hold of that gold. What Daniel said, they get much riches. Much riches, my brother and sister. Who loses those riches? United States. Who gained those riches? Russia and China. In the Bible, there it is, certainly. There come a great army, much riches. That's exactly what's happening. And you read this in the Bible before it's on the news, but it's on the news now. Because we're in the last days. Things are unfolding quickly. Sometimes you read the Bible today, happens tomorrow. Things are unfolding quickly. My brothers and sisters, that's why you need to know the word. You need to study it. Because if you know it, if you study, when it's on the news, you're not falling off your chair. You're not nervous. You're trusting the Lord because God said this would happen. My brothers and sisters, verse 13. And in those times shall many to stand up against the king of the south, also the robber of thy people, shall assault themselves and establish a vision, but they shall fall. Say that this is that Iran is going to fall. Yeah? And that falling of Iran, what is that? The Psalm 83. The Psalm 83 is where God brings Iran down. But God says that in those times shall many stand up against the king of the south. And we know there are many nations like U.S., NATO against the king of the south because they are the biggest terror nation in the world, simply for that. Also, the robber of thy people. They steal from the Jewish people so much, from Israel, and exalt themselves to establish a vision. And that Iran has been exalting themselves, okay? But they shall fall, the Lord says, okay? But that's, you know, the Psalm 83, because they're rising against Israel. God fights for Israel. God watches over them. They're the apples of God's eyes. So God's not going to allow them to be in destroying. My brother and sister, although they have lost a lot, Iran's stealing a lot from them. Okay, also the robber are like people. Robber, that's what they do. Thief, robbers. They steal. And they've been doing a lot of that. Verse 15, so the king of the north shall come and cast them out among and take the most fortified city, army of the south, shall not withstand neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength that will stand. And their chosen people in Iran, in Tehran, the city of Iran. There's Jewish people there. When I heard that, it really made me sad because they should be getting out of there. But there were people living there for years. Okay? My brother insisted. So the first five cities there will be Tehran. The army of the Shah shall not withstand. Neither shall the chosen people. Neither shall there any strength to withstand. Okay? So somehow they are going to be hurt. And I believe the Psalm 83 is going to bring a really, because the Lord gave me a revelation of the Psalm 83. Remember, I was surprised in the revelation of Jesus. The Lord revealed me him fighting with the Israelite, my brother and sister. I saw the Lord in the air empowering them to overcome Iran. Iran's army was coming to Israel like locusts. A lot. They have a lot of weapons. Russia had helped Iran to fully automatic their weapon and warehouses. Where now they're making weapons like Russia 24-hour. AIs have been put in Iran's warehouse, and they're making missiles 24-hour. And the missiles are pretty good. They're very good. Very effective. They've been testing them in Ukraine. They've been destroying Ukrainian target. And very, very effective. And that they're planning to use against Israel. That's the whole plan with what they're doing. They have a lot of warehouses under the mountain in Iran. And Iran has a lot of mountain. So all these fully automatic warehouses are under the mountain of Iran. And they're very difficult to destroy, my brother and sister. Actually, the last Tom Cruise movie, it's exactly Tom Cruise going to Iran to destroy a military target. And you can see there in the movie where the entrance of the target is. They're practically destroying the entrance, then they won't be able to bring down their missile, their plane, everything they have. Which is, you know, that plan, as I was watching that movie, that part of the movie, I was thinking that's Israel. That's Israel's plan with Iran. They will have to destroy the entrance of these military warehouses that they have making weapons 24 hours. Because if they get to get those planes, tanks, missile out of there, they already have an interconnectable missile, okay, from state to state, from country to country. Okay, so they can hit a target from Iran in minutes or seconds from Tel Aviv, from Iran. So that's very dangerous. And so Israel's plan will be to destroy those entrances, destroy the entrance of those bases in the mountain and make Iran vulnerable. And God says that the king of the north shall come and cast out the mount to take the most fortified city. The army of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, okay? Neither shall there be any strength to withstand. So they become vulnerable, okay? Verse 16, but he that come against him shall do according to his will, and none shall stand before him. He shall stand in the glorious land, which by his hand shall be consumed. This is the Antichrist now. This is the Babylonian king. This is Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? He is planning to stand with his army. Okay? And I know there will come the time when he will be the one standing, not Putin, not Biden, not one of these other presidents. He will be standing. Because the enemy cannot be trusted. Right when they think that, you know, I was saying that the enemy goes to Russia, tells them one thing, goes to North Korea, tells them another thing, goes to the United States, tells them another thing. He goes around the world telling them different things. And they all think that they're getting the truth and good information. And he's lying to them. Simply lying to them. Jesus says he's the father of all life. But they're trusting him. They don't understand that he's not looking for them to stand. He's looking for them to be destroyed. And God's not going to let them destroy the Jewish people neither. God's going to fight. That's what the Psalm 83 is about. God fighting for them. David prayed, arise, O God, arise. Okay? Arise, because thy people. Let me read it quickly. Part of it. Thank you, Lord. He's praying that God will arise on behalf of his people. Because David knows what's in these people. You know, keep now, O silent, O God. Hold now thy peace. Be still, O God. Follow thy enemy makes a tumult. That they that hate thee have lifted out their head. They have taken crafty counsel, which is called military intelligence today. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden one. Military intelligence from Russia against thy people is what Iran is using. My brother insisted. So when you give this a military view, then you understand. Hallelujah. Intelligent against white people. They have said, come, let us cut them from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. And this is exactly what is in the Iranian television for months and years now. I mean, you just got to put it on and hear what the Iranian leader has to say. A lot of them being translated. A lot of them have been translated in English. You can listen to it. You can watch it. And these are the words. They said that Israel is not a nation. They want to cut them off from being a nation. And that Israel will be no more. Okay? Israel will be no more. Is what they say in their news. The president of Iran. You know, they all have been saying the same thing for years, my brother and sister. So they want to bring this to come to pass. Okay? For they consulted together with one accord, and they are confederate against thee, my brother and sister. And these are the biggest nation that have, you know, that will be joining. Pakistan will be joining. Egypt is already have filled the application for BRICS, and they're already member of BRICS. Then you got Pakistan that's still to do so. India already did. Okay? I mean, you got these bigger nations coming together with BRICS. So what Daniel is saying here, it's all coming to pass because it's for the last days. My brother insisted. He shall also set his face to enter with strength of his whole kingdom. I write one with him, and thou shall he do. He shall give him the daughter of a woman, corrupting her, but she shall not stand on his side, neither be for him. I believe it was a dream I was having about this. He was giving his daughter into marriage to someone, to a leader. My brother and sister, it was like the Lord was confirming this to me. Okay? I could see him and his wife, and one of the daughter was given to, and I believe I saw something like that in the media also. And giving his daughter to one of the leaders to be married. Okay? So why is all this happening? And why will this happen? Because that's how they build relationship, unity. Okay? Because then they'll be a part of the family. You have to support them. Okay? So with an Arab leader, he was giving up one of his daughters to marry him. Okay? Verse 18. After this, he shall return his face to the island. He shall take many, but the prince on his own behalf shall cause the reproach by him to cease. Without his own reproach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. So the island here, it could be Taiwan, my brother and sister. Taiwan, which is practically an island of China. Okay? This here, I believe what the Antichrist, all this problem with Taiwan in the last days, my brother and sister, is the Antichrist turning his face to the island. And he should take many, but a prince of his own behalf shall cause all the reproach offered by him to cease. So someone, a prince of his own behalf, you may start wondering now, who is on behalf of the Antichrist? And if it's a prince of his own behalf, it's an Islamic nation who will cause a reproach to offer him to cease. Okay? So before they come to Fox News and CNN, remember this. Okay? When they rise to fight against Taiwan, when they're fighting for Taiwan, a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. The question is, who is this prince? It has to be someone important. Okay? The prince can be the prince of, okay? Prince here can be like vice president, okay? In our own timing, because from king it was turned to president, and from vice president to prince, or from prince to vice president. But it's still the biblical foundation. Who is this prince or vice president who, for his own behalf, shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Okay? Without his own reproach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. So, we'll see. We'll see. Okay? Because Biden, he's behind Biden's right now. So this is why people say he's still in office. He was in office for 8 years. He's in office 4 years behind Biden's. And Biden is doing everything he says. Okay, I don't know if Biden announced today he was running for president. He said he would for another 4 years. Okay, Sister Celestia says what's going to happen. That Kamala Harris, vice president, the prince, is going to come to take over and finish the presidency. Whatever time, a year left, 6 months left, she's going to finish it. Okay, she will become president. For short times. So that will be, you know, interesting in the months to come, the weeks to come, and the days to come. How is that going to play out? But remember, we talk about this on the Lord's Hour, here on this Bible study, about what is about to come before it happens, which it's going to take a lot of people who doesn't study the Word this way by surprise. Okay? Because he's behind the scene. There's a prince that happily support him, which is Kamala Harris, the prince, okay, and causes a reproach offered by him to cease. Okay, the reproach is what it's what it seems to be. Is a reproach the accusation against Trump? Okay, because they're the one that that before even Trump became president, brought up the Russians conspiracy, an example. So the question is, what is the reproach that it will cease to cease? That means that it's still going on now. So that reproach against Trump is going on, raised by him. Bible says this is raised by him, the Antichrist, the King of the North, raised this reproach. So he has raised this reproach against Trump. It's in the book of Daniel. But the vice president is going to have this happen, have this cease against Trump. Okay? But she had to get into office. She had to become king. President, as we call it. It's what the Lord calls Sister Celestia. She will make this reproach against Trump cease that was raised by the one behind the scene. Without his own reproach, he should cause it to turn upon him. And that is to be to see what's going to happen there. Okay? And again, someone said, what if Trump gets back into office, what would happen? Prophecy, prophecy. This is all prophecy. Okay? Without his own reproach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. Something else will happen after he come back into office. Okay? And that will be to be seen. A lot of people can see this now and say, well, this is happening now, Brother Elvi. The reproach that was raised against him is being used against Trump. Okay? And if it causes him to turn upon him, that this is why other states are rising against Trump. Some people think, I don't believe that view. I believe this is, because I believe this is going to lead into the Great Tribulation, because the church will be out of here. This reproach will continue. Okay? Verse 19. Then he should turn his face to the fortress of his own land, but he should stumble and fall and not be found. He will not be found. Then shall stand up in the place and rise. Then shall stand up in his place and rise taxes of the glory of the kingdom. Well, but a few days he shall be destroyed, neither anger nor rebuttal. Okay? So it's questionable, because I remember this. Let me say this. The Lord brought me to Europe during the Great Tribulation. And I saw in Europe, Obama had come running as a leader. And to me, when the Lord showed me this years ago, Obama was still in office here, I said, how can he, if he was the president of U.S., run as the leader in Europe? And he was very welcome, very well received. He lives in London now with his family. Okay? And, you know, the only way this can cause, because you have to be, he has to be like born in Europe and able to run as a leader. Okay? But say he was born in Africa, really, not in Hawaii, as they say. That part of Africa used to belong to Europe. And legally, it still does. A pastor told me this years ago. He's from Nigeria. And he explained this to me about France and Nigeria. That Nigeria did belong to France. Okay? And then that France allowed that part of Nigeria to be in occupied. But legally, it still belonged to France, legally. Okay? So he began to explain to me the history of Nigeria. And I was stunned by the information. He's an olden pastor. He knows the history very well. He has studied this in and out. Okay? And the fact of the matter is that if he was born in Nigeria, he can run in Europe as a president, as a leader, and become the leader. Okay? If he does, And those might be the changes coming up. But then he will have to say that there was a lie on his birth certificate, which Donald Trump questioned. See, the reason why I believe he has rise against Donald Trump so hard, so strong, is because Donald Trump was the one who brought up the argument in 2015, 2014, about his birth certificate. And Donald Trump would say, I'm willing to give $5 million. Kenya, yes, Kenya, thank you. Kenya. Okay? Kenya. Donald Trump brought the argument that he will be willing to give $5 million if they can prove to him that he was born in Hawaii. Okay? Because Donald Trump says he was not born in Hawaii. His father's from Kenya. He is from Kenya. And I believe he says the friends, Kenya, and I believe Nigeria also. I believe what the pastor was explaining to me, that those part there belongs to France legally. They own it. And that was never changed. Although France allowed all the people to populate other part of Africa. But it belongs to them legally, legal document he was talking to me about. That was never abolished. It still stands to this day. And that's why Africa is so divided. Because if African-owned presidents know from the different places of Africa, that's why Africa is so divided, that France legally owned these places. And if they start making a lot of tumult, noise about the place, they can legally lose. Okay? So the Antichrist rises in Great Britain. Great Britain find all these countries are one united legally. And if Great Britain, which I believe is, he said, tied to Kenya, France to Nigeria. I'm trying to remember what he was saying. This was years ago. I'm talking about almost 20 years ago when we sat down at my house. He came from Africa, and he began to explain these legal terms to me about Africa. He was born there, raised there. He's a pastor there in Kenya. He's a pastor in Kenya, not Nigeria, in Kenya. Okay? And a pastor also said online that, yes, Obama was born in Kenya. A lot of people know his father very well. A lot of people think that, you know, they can say whatever they want to say. He was not born in Hawaii. Okay? Just for the fact, that's a fact of the matter. That's a fact of the matter. And all this, the church is not going to see much of it. The church have heard about all this. But in the Great Tribulation, all these things will come out clearly. He will claim his right. He will run for president. And that's what the Lord showed me in Europe. He will become their leader. Okay? The men of sin will become their leader there. As a been a leader in the United States for 8 years. Everything will come out clear, 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 clear. He's still young. He's still young. So the believer that will stay behind will see all these things with their eyes, see it on the news. And they'll be stunned, 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 stunned to the core of the being. And a lot of people say Elby was right, because I was told at the end of the Great Tribulation by believers who stay behind, you were right on what you were teaching on the Lord's Hour, Brother Elby. Everything you were saying had come to pass. They said to me, at the end of the Great Tribulation, Jesus took me there and had me meet with Christians who stay behind. And they were telling me this, that my teaching on the Lord's Hour was accurate. And everything I was teaching came to pass. They saw it. But they're all nice. The Antichrist is going to become leader in Europe, who was leader in the United States for 8 years. The Bible, his name completely means fallen star, fallen angel. His name. And his name is also 666. According to Revelation 13 that a lot of people take for granted. I gotta read this to you. Because when you ignore certain things of the Bible, it comes back to like, boom, to hit you right between your eyes. Revelation 13:18, here is wisdom. Okay? Now, I love it when a sister I was taken to heaven said, you won't believe that Solomon is tying to the Antichrist. And if you want to know more about the Antichrist, you got to read more about Solomon. I think that the man that Solomon put together was 666, as leaders say in the show, it's supernatural. Okay? Here is wisdom. Here is Solomon. Let him that have understanding. And Solomon talks about understanding. Okay? My brothers and sisters. And you, when you compare what Solomon says to the Antichrist, okay, does not wisdom cry out in understanding, pour forth her voice? So understanding here in regard to the Antichrist, this is Proverbs 8:1, is pouring out her voice. What is the voice of understanding in regard to the Antichrist? Well, let's read it. Let him that have understanding, this is the voice, count. Can you count? Do you know a little bit of math? Because you have to know a little bit of math. But not just Western math, biblical math. Because the math of God, the math of man come to the feet of the math of God. Okay? And the math of God stands all over the math of man, always. So when you understand the math of God, okay, you learn that the math of man is foolishness in regard to the math of God. My brother and sister. So this is why people with the Western mentality have such a difficult time understanding the math of God in the Bible. Lay him that have understanding, that for that you have to have the Spirit of God in you who gives you understanding. See, when Solomon chose the man for the temple, one of the key ingredients, want to say it, was to having the Holy Spirit and the skill, the gifting that God gives you. So let him who have the skill, the Holy Spirit in him, count the number of the beast. In order for you to do that, you got to take his name, middle name, and last name, and go back to the written word. And what you're going to get is from the first name 6, the middle name 6, and the last name 6. But it's not that simple yet. It is simple, but it's not that simple. And I'm going to explain to you why. Because not only does his name, middle name means the 366, but it also has a Nephthalian biblical foundation, a fallen angel. It has a direct fallen angel. Genesis 6. The Son of God coming to the daughters of men. Foundation back to Adam and Eve. Where Cain left the garden and found his wife. Okay? Cain, who was not the evil one, leave from the presence of the Lord to the eastern part of the garden, the land of Nod. My brother and sister, what is known in the Disney cartoon and movie, we're going to the land of Nod, we're going to the land of Nod, I said, the land of witches and warlocks. That's what the land of Nod is known for. The land of witches and warlocks. My brother and sister. Okay, I hope I'm saying it slowly. To see if some of you can capture this. My brother and sister. So the Antichrist foundation, the 666, the falling star, the falling angel, God points it directly to the land of Nod, to where Cain found his wife and began to build weapons and army. Why did Cain begin to build weapons? For what battle was Cain preparing for? Okay? Let me read to you Enoch. Not in the book of Enoch, in the Bible. Okay? Because as soon as I say Enoch, some people say, I got to get out of here. He's going to talk about Enoch. Because some people don't believe in the book of Enoch. It's because they haven't asked God, my brother and sister. That's why, because they haven't asked the Lord. Hallelujah. If you ask the Lord about Enoch, it's going to help you so much. Hallelujah. Listen to what Enoch said, and not from the book of Enoch, but this can be compared with the book of Enoch. Okay? Here's what Enoch said in Jude 1:14. And Enoch also, seven from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. What is this? This is Jesus Christ, Revelation 19, returning with us as his army, his saints, to fight who? The same army that Cain was putting together, which part of their leader is the Antichrist. So when people focus on the 666, which is the mark of the beast, www is still foundation today in our computer, in our bank account, in our economic stock market and everything, is still the foundation. Before the .com, .org, and all that name were released, they had to build in Europe the Antichrist computer that will contain the www, the name of the beast, Barack Hussein Obama, in it. Okay? My brother and sister, the name of the fallen angel, the Antichrist name, in my computer. Before the internet was released, 92, 93. The computer was already built by 92, 93, early 90s. Okay? Early 90s. Before it was released to the public. But it was, you know, it was just not released to the public because then the government go back, Russia, China, and United States, back to the 40s and 30s, that this already been founded on the base of the Antichrist, fallen angel, Barack Hussein Obama, before he was even born, before he came on the scene. And everybody know him to be in the U.S. president later on. The computer was made with his name on it, established with his name back in the 40s, maybe even 30s. My brother said, if you think that this is a coincidence, it leads you all the way to the land of Nod, to where Cain found his wife. And from there on, you go from Genesis 4, Cain, to Genesis 6, fallen angel, my brother and sister, to Genesis 11, the Tower of Babel, and then to Genesis 18 and 19, Sodom and Gomorrah, my brother and sister. And from there on, the Bible says there were giants in the land even afterward. They continue to increase and multiply. I was researching this last week. I went back to Genesis 10, okay? And because I was researching the first giant that came to be manifest. We talk about Genesis 6 when Noah and his family comes out of the ark, okay? Shem, Hashem. One of their children, I believe it was, let me go back to Genesis, because you have to put it together. You have to look it up in the Word. Okay? I'm almost done. We'll continue with this, because this is a lot of information to give out in a single Bible study. This will get people's minds. Wow. These are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And until they were some were born sons after the flood, okay? Through one of Noah's sons, it is born one of the first giants in the Bible. My brother and sister, that the Bible tells you who he is by name. My brother and sister, one of the giants is born to one of his son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And this is what we were looking into and reading, okay? Who was the father? Because here's the thing. Noah was righteous. But the Bible is very clear. God, when he tells you something, that means that Noah had the pure DNA. Bible says he was righteous before God. He had the pure DNA. But it doesn't say his wife was righteous, his three sons were righteous, or his son's wife was righteous. Because remember, Abe was saved. Noah, three sons and the three wives, or six. And Noah and his wife were eight. Abe were saved. But the Bible only indicates that only one was righteous. One had the pure DNA, and that was Noah, not his family. Okay? It's like when the apostle said in the book of Acts, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household shall be saved. Okay? The soldier receives the Lord, and now all of a sudden his Roman wife, who are nothing to do, who believe even the Roman gods and sons, become saved through him. God have mercy on her and her sons through him. This is the preaching in the book of Acts. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household shall be saved. This is basically what happened with Noah. He believed in God, believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and me and his household were saved, his wife and his children. God have mercy on them. My brother and sister, but only Noah was righteous. Okay? Only Noah was righteous. Okay? I've been given so much information. I don't want to keep giving more in one single Bible study because I know where we're going with this. We're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and leave people like, wow, wait a minute, Brother Ovi. We'll go back to this next week. We'll continue with Genesis 11. We'll follow the King of the North. We'll see him comes down and rise again because it's a spirit. It is a spirit. It's a fallen angel. That's what his name means, fallen angel. Barack Hussein Obama. And we see the falling and the rise, my brother and sister, because there's only one kingdom that will stand firm forever, and it's the kingdom of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Thank you,
Lord.
We
have a lot of problems confronting us. But the thing is now is, what do we do, right? We got to go in prayer. And the thing is that I've been doing, which Brother Elvis mentioned ever since I followed him years ago in the Lord's Hour, was he mentions Brother Larry's prayer. And that is a complete prayer because you can do self-deliverance through that prayer also, not just repentance. It's removing the curses from, you know, from you and also from your generational line, ancestral lines. So it's imperative, right? The prayer you can find on the LordsHour.org, you can find it there. I suggest highly that you will make a copy just in case the communications that we have a blackout that you cannot get, you know, put it in your laptop, you know, in your hard drive, or even print it out on paper form, or even handwritten out if you ain't got a printer. Find some way where you can have that prayer and pray that prayer every day. It's been suggested to go in and pray that prayer once in the morning and once in the evening, right? So, yeah. And the thing is, what he has taught me is about spiritual warfare, okay? We can find that in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, to verse 18. And I have the prayer here for the putting on the full armor of God. And this prayer you can also find on the LordsHour.org. It's both in Spanish and in English. So those of our Spanish-speaking saints, brothers and sisters, okay, it's in Spanish, so you can find it under, I think you placed it under, what, Benjamin's Prayers?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's where you find it. Besides, I think Brother Larry's prayer is on another page on the website. And this is, I'm going to say the prayer right now. I have it in front of me, okay? This is posted on the website, And it's putting on the full whole armor of God, not just certain pieces of the armor, okay? And this is very important. And I do this every day. This is a daily prayer along with daily repentance. And it starts off like this. Holy Heavenly Father, in the mighty holy name of Jesus, please help and assist me to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Please equip me to put on the whole armor of God so I may be able to stand against the plans, the schemes of the devil's wicked tricks. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So I must and will put on the full, complete, whole armor of God right now in the mighty holy name of Jesus to be able to withstand during these evil, perilous days, to resist every attack of the enemy, and having done all to the very end, standing firm to hold my ground in victory in Christ Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. As I stand ready always, having to put on the belt of truth around my waist and having to put on the breastplate of righteousness of Christ and putting on my feet with the shoes of the gospel of peace and at all times standing faithfully upright, braced to put on a great fearless shield of faith, quenching every fiery dart, every flaming arrow of the evil wicked one. Okay, what he's saying here as far as the flaming dart and arrow is the lies that the devil tells us. Okay, he throws that at us as darts, flaming arrows, the lies, the deceits. Okay, those are the example. And then continue on with the prayer and accepting to put on the helmet of salvation, having the mind of Christ, and speaking loudly and boldly the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, to battle in the Spirit against every demonic force of the enemy. Okay, those of us that have given the prayer in tongues, okay? I do pray in tongues. But if you don't, no worries. You can pray the English portion, okay, of it. And then to further, after this would be the next paragraph. I pray in addition for the blood of Jesus, a permanent protective hedge and a permanent wall of fire all around my sides, round about me, my family, my home dwelling place, and all of my possessions that you have blessed me with, all around the sides, round about my vehicle. And I pray for the angel of the Lord and his host of mighty warrior angels to encamp in my home dwelling, my property perimeters, and my place of employment with their flaming swords drawn out, ready to do battle, keeping all evil spirits, demonic forces, from entering from the east to the west, to the north, to the south directions, and above to the skies and below to the ground border to border, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all saints, and watching with all perseverance to keep aware, alert, sober, being vigilant, and more importantly, never to give up, all in the mighty holy name of Jesus. I pray and believe victory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So that's the complete prayer that the Holy Spirit had given me to pray, to put on the whole armor of God. And we must do this daily, okay? Daily, along with repenting daily.
Brother,
yes.
Sister Hadassah, we save paper money too? Or does it matter?
Should
people save paper money?
Save paper money? Well, you know it's going to be useless because they're going to be changing to the digital money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say if you do have the money or any kind of savings put aside or money in your house, I would buy things that you can barter with, okay? And I believe everybody knows what bartering is, right? Mm-hmm. Where you can exchange one for one. Let's say, for example, you got a carpenter here and you got maybe things that he wants, right? You can exchange, you know, his services to maybe build you something that you need on your property. At the same time, you can exchange it with what you have that he might need. That's bartering. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be important to think about, and like I say, go to the Lord in prayer and find out which of the items that you're lacking or will need for the upcoming events, you know, that are going to be approaching as before we go home. So, yeah. Is there any other questions? Go ahead, brother.
Mm-hmm. So, Rieta, so even the cell tower I'm working in Sarajevo, good idea.
A what, huh? A satellite
phone? Yeah. Satellite won't be working for the cell phone.
Okay. As you know, we're going to probably have an EMP sometime. We don't know what the timing of it is. My main job in the military was satellite communications and radio communications. So once an EMP exploded, okay, it's not going to explode on the ground. It's going to be exploding in the atmosphere. They're going to be a blackout also with satellite communications. So whatever satellite phones you have, it's okay to keep it, but I would say that it'll probably be rendered useless, especially if war is going on between the countries, between Russia, China, against the U.S. The first thing they're going to do as military operations is to knock out the satellites, because the satellites is used to track all kinds of military movements and their and planning for their strategic defensive and posturing for preparation for war. So yeah, if you have it, it's no problem, but keep in mind that there'll be a blackout also with satellite communications. All communications. It don't pertain to anything. Okay. Brother Elvie had suggested one time about communicating with CB. Okay, yes, that's possible. And you can talk to other countries as what they call a skip zone, where the signal goes up into the sky and it can be bounced at a further distance. But then again, you know, it's simple to operate, so those who have CB radios can also go ahead and have that on a standby and possibly talk to other people within the United States or even down to the islands, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, even to Guam. But Guam's out there, really, if you ask me. It's an 8-hour flight from Hawaii to Guam. So we're much closer to South Korea, Australia, and to Japan. We're about a 2-hour flight either way. So we're really west of the United States, and that's where I was born. Do I plan to go back? No. I'm staying right here.
Someone said, yeah. Full contaminated with Iron Man. I was supposed to eat that, I guess, is the question.
Contamination what?
With mRNA.
Oh. Okay. What more information can I give? I mean, that mRNA is in the vaccine, right?
But now that they're going to vaccinate the animals.
Right. Well, the thing is pray. I can give you my opinion, but then again, you know, the first thing you do, and that's to include me and Brother Elby, is to pray to the Lord and ask for his direction, okay? We know that the mRNA or MNRA, it has the tendency to change the DNA, whether it be human or our pets and all that. The thing is to pray that, you know, since it is a device that's used to change in our DNA, then we could pray for the Lord to deactivate the device, right? But we got to be right with him first. We have to commit ourselves daily to have that relationship, because once you got that relationship, you can, you know, do self-deliverance within whoever was in your family or healing, okay? Healing, you can do that because he's given us the power of authority to do that. And I'm pretty sure that Brother Buddy has covered all kinds of scriptures about, you know, the Word of God. One brings into mind is Luke 10:19. And could you look that up? Do you have that? To paraphrase on Luke 10:19, it says that, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power over the enemy." Well, who is the enemy? It's not, it's, you know, you're going to have to really to dig into to the word, right? Our enemy is the devil and Satan himself. So if he's given us the complete authority, we got the authority to speak to it. Because he's afraid that, you know, we have this power. You know, and of course, Matthew in chapter 18:16, he's given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose in heaven. And that's part when we do spiritual warfare. As we, what I just read, you know, putting on the warfare. The only offensive weapon that we have in our armor is the Word of God. Okay? That is the only offensive weapon. The rest are all defensive weapons. Okay? The shoes of peace. The belt of truth. The breastplate of righteousness. The helmet of salvation. Okay? The shield of faith. All those are our defensive weapon. The only offensive weapon is when we speak the word of God. We have to speak it out loud. We're going to proclaim it. Okay? We're going to have to really put it out there. To, you know, because that's what they call, I believe, is the Rhema word. Okay? The Rhema word. And if you speak at it, all the demons and all that, they're going to flee because they know that you have the power and you're suited up with the armor of God. And just for a word of knowledge, I was telling Brother Elby this, was that I was sharing to him that I was shown that our whole armor is the Holy Spirit. So the thing is, if you have not been reborn again to have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit within you, please do so at this time. Sister Barbara, God Healer 7 channel, says on Acts 2:38, repent, right? It says repent and receive, I'm paraphrasing now, okay? Repent and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So seek the Lord. Ask the Lord because, you know, he's you know, we're his child, right? Amen. And he's gonna provide us with what we need. You know, there's no reason why, but we got to get right with him first. We got to be obedient. We got to follow his commandments. We got to hear his voice as to, you know, hear what he's got for us to do, right? So anytime we're in disobedience, guess what? He's going to put us in the wilderness, which he has done with me. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it's not fun in the wilderness, as the children of Israel was, mm-hmm. you know, taking 40 years to reach the promised land, right? So you don't want to be out there. Don't let him put you out there. Please seek him with all your heart. You know, and I've been picking up gold nuggets from Brother Elvie. Every time he speaks on the program, I'll be picking up that golden nugget and just taking it and going back into the Word, reading the Bible, and then prayer to the Lord. Lord, I don't really understand this. Could you show me? Show me what it is that I need to know. He'll let you know. But then again, going back now, remember, I believe that the Word says that you got to be born of the water and born of the Spirit in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm paraphrasing, right? That's not the complete word, but I'm paraphrasing, okay? So if you're not born again of the water, please get baptized, please. And to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, okay? You can look for those scriptures in the book of Luke, or excuse me, the book of Acts. I'm sorry. Please excuse me. The book of Acts. Read the whole book of Acts. It's going to tell you right there, and let the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. And one thing that I picked up way back when, Brother Elby had said on the program, it says before you open your Bible, is to pray, just to pray to ask for the Lord to reveal his word to you. And I've been doing that ever since, and this years and years ago. So that was the nugget that I picked up. So, you know, what was it saying about hearing of the word, brother? Refresh my memory.
Not to be a hearer, but be doer.
Be a doer of the word, right? Not just to be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. So we cannot be sitting, like I said, we can't be sitting on the fence. You know, be one day with God, and the other, we're going to be dealing with our self-desires, our cares of this world. No, we can't do that, especially these times that we're in. Please, brothers and sisters, devote your time in prayer, reading the word, because he would reveal his word to you, you know. And ask, pray to ask, those simple words. Pray to ask. Is there any other questions on the chat room, brother?
Thank you, Lord. People were asking, first it was about, she's about afraid about the INA. Okay. Oh, hold on a second.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. What I want to say is that, and it, this is because some people will ask me questions about something, and I say that if God is convicting you about something in your heart and your spirit, then if he's already telling you no or yes, an example, because both no and yes are anointed, yes is not more anointed than they know. They're both the same level of anointing, and yes and no. Jesus said, let your yes be yea, nay, and yes and no is the word. So what I'm saying is, if you're asking me about something that the Lord is already convicting you for, just be obedient to the Lord, because that's what Deuteronomy 28 says about hearing the voice of the Lord. Sometimes you don't hear a voice directly. So a lot of time it's a knowing. God lets you know. And to your knowing of something that you should not be doing or should be doing. An example. So it gives you a dream or a vision. So, you know, if God is already convicting you in your heart of something, just listen to the Lord. Listen to the Lord, and you can pray more about it. You can say, Lord, can you confirm this to me even more? Give me a dream about it. If, you know, if what I'm doing is of you or not, or if I should be doing this or not. And the Lord will give it to you. He's faithful. He is faithful. Amen. Sister Regina says that the blood is not the same in the vaccinated as it is in the unvaccinated.
Yes, that's true.
Because the vaccinated blood has been contaminated.
Right. Well, from what I hear from on the different alternative website is the changing of the DNA I believe the mRNA changes our DNA, and what it does, it cuts out the God gene that's in our DNA, and it splices in another gene that is probably from the fallen angel, okay, and that's probably part of the vaccine. And with the new pandemic that would be coming, or plague that's coming, I'm pretty sure that they're going to really, really hamper down to get all people who have not been vaccinated to get vaccinated. But then again, trust the Lord. Go to the Lord, as Brother Elvie had mentioned. Seek him with all your heart, you know, and he'll either give you a dream, a vision, just like what Brother Elvie has said, and go in the scriptures, because how the Lord speaks to me, I don't hear his voice, an audible voice, okay? He stirs my spirit within me, okay? And then he leads me to the scripture. When I open up my Bible and I tell him, reveal the word to me, Lord. What do you want to show me? Okay? And as soon as I open the book, he'll either lead you to a scripture that you're going to, and if you don't understand it, ask for the understanding of it. Pray to ask. It's that simple. But now you've got to wait on the Lord now, okay? You got to have that patience. Remember, the fruits of the Spirit, okay? If you're walking in the Spirit, you're born in the Spirit, I'm going to say all the nine elements or the traits of the fruit of the Spirit. It's love, joy, peace, okay? Gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, all right? And then patience, and self-control. So we got to take these traits now and understand that. And if we operate and walk in the Spirit, we need to operate in those traits. No two ways about it. So, but to seek and you shall find, right? Knock on his door, you know. But at the same time, we have to have the fruits of the Spirit in us to have that patience until we get that answer. For some of us, if we're really dedicated, motivated to be in his word, he'll probably answer us right then and there. But if you don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Keep pushing on, all right? Push on. Move forward. Don't be stagnated. Don't stay right where you're at, because he's testing you. All it is, Brother Nelvie and I had talked one time. He had told me what Brother Larry had told him. He said, we are going to be tested at the last second before we leave out of here. Confirm that.
Yeah, brother. Father told him that.
Right? Father told Brother Larry that, right? Mm-hmm. So brothers and sisters, that's the keynote. The keynote. We have to wait on the Lord on everything. He may answer you maybe quickly or stir your spirit to say yes or no. Then, you know, you'll get your answer. But if you don't, please operate within the fruit of the Spirit, having the patience, the self-control, okay? And, of course, if you're unsettled with it, pray to ask for to be in his rest, okay? With the troubling times that we are in now, all right, it's very important to have to be resting in the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? And ask for the joy of the Lord. Okay, and that's one of the fruit of the Spirit, is having that joy, all right, having the joy that we are going home soon, no, regardless of what's coming about, what cataclysmic events are coming, whether martial law or anything else that's coming into this world, okay? We shouldn't be focused on that. We should be focused on Jesus, okay, because he's going to pull us through. He is our carrier, all right? He's going to carry us through. But are you going to be on his side? Are you going to be a servant that's going to have the fruit of the Spirit, of having the traits in you to have that patience, the self-control, the love, okay, the gentleness, the kindness, the goodness, okay, the peace within your heart, okay. So, yeah, you know, for this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. That's the day when we're going to go home. So be looking for that. All the rest we can put aside, just focus on the Lord, on his word, because he is the word. I was telling Brother Elvie, he said, that's how he speaks to me. He is the word. And you know, all the time when I open up the Bible, he points to something to me. And I'll be sharing it with Brother Elvie, and he said, wow. And you know, a little backstory, okay? And I was in Maryland, and Brother Elvie had broadcast, this is way back, I believe, in 2012, at the latter part of 2012. And Brother Elvie had mentioned on the program, I was hearing him. I didn't know personally Brother Elvie at that time. I was just brought to by the Lord to listen on his program. And I was. I was listening intently, okay? Very intently into what he was saying on the program. And something just stirred in my spirit that when he said that the Lord is going to move him down here to North Carolina, all right, and to build a community, that stirred me in my spirit. I immediately, okay, went and got a trash bag, okay, packed the trash bag with all the clothes that I can carry in my car and everything else that I can load up. And I left Maryland, okay? And I'm a AAA member, and I had their agent reserve a room for me. And lo and behold, the Lord had met us to meet at the same hotel, which I did not know this, the same hotel that was located here in North Carolina, you know? And I got to meet with Brother Elvie in person. I says, here, I'm here to go ahead and help you. I've been sent here, you know. But I did it in obedience. You know, I didn't wait for nothing. I moved on the stir of my spirit of what the situation is, that he was placing Brother Elvie down here to go ahead and build this community, you know, and we're still waiting.
And God has been our provider.
Yes, God has been our provider ever since. And here we are. We're still here.
We haven't locked anything.
No, we have not locked anything. He's provided us with everything that we need, right? And that's just...
Everything we need and more.
And more, yes. Thank you for correcting me, Brother.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yeah, amen.
He's faithful.
You know, he's always faithful. He's so kind. He's loving. He loves us, sisters and brothers. There's never be a day where, you know, that I'll be in joy, regardless of what's going on. Brother and Elvie, we talking about the events. Says, brother, hey, you know, yeah, that's coming. But, you know, we got one greater that is above everything that's happening on this world.
We done like Abraham. We didn't went to Sodom and Gomorrah. We came to the mountain.
There you go.
God brought us to the mountain.
I like that. Yes.
Where the presence of God is, and we are in peace with God, and we're close with God up here.
Yes.
That when people come and visit us, and they can feel the presence of God so close up in the mountain, mm-hmm. that they don't feel that in down in the city, down in the valley.
Right.
You know, Lot was having a really difficult time down the valley.
Yes.
Abraham was in the presence of God up in the mountain.
Yeah.
And in the presence of God up here, we enjoy things that is hard to describe to the people that are in the valleys.
Right.
I feel sad for people that are in city right now, that are down the valleys, mm-hmm. that are not where we are up here in the presence of God, because we were telling them things that sometimes they find impossible,
right?
Because where they are is so much wickedness and evil,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes,
but up here, God, by God's love and mercy, we are kept by God. And God is going to keep this city of Asheville, this mountain.
Amen.
His promise is that we're going to be secure here.
Amen.
And the community, we're going to come together. We're all going to come together. We will be secure. We will be protected. The Lord himself will protect us. His mighty angel will protect us here, my brother and sister. But down in other places, people don't have these choices that we'd have.
Yes.
And that's sad. But God has told many people to come up here. The Lord has. Because Jesus told me that this in December at the end of 2022, that he had told many that have been disobedient to come up here, and they have not, you know. So it's something that God's going to deal with them about it. But they have missed a blessing that they would have if they would have come, because they probably would have heard the voice of God for the first time.
Amen.
God would have been speaking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And giving them dreams and vision and talking to them, and they would have been much higher in communication with God and relationship. Because as a Christian, the most important thing there is relationship with God.
Amen.
If you miss that as a Christian, you'll be confused. How many Christians I meet that are confused? Pastor, minister writing to me from other state, other country, California, different country. Confused. They don't know which way to go. You know, and when they listen to time, they come across the program online, they immediately write to me because they feel a presence of God in them. They say, wow, Brother Ellie, where are you? I'm up here in the mountain. You know, that's what they want. Some people tell me, that's what I want. That's what I want. When I watch a program that God touched me, that's what I want. I want to, well, you know, you have to be led by the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what's missing. That's what's missing. And I feel sad because these are pastor life congregation,
amen,
you know, that are in this trouble, and they are in different places, and but you know, like Abraham, go to the mountain. God leads you to the mountain. We were up in the city up north, and when God told us about this, bringing us to the mountain, I remember Brother Larry and I were on the phone. We were talking about this, and then we will meet. We will talk about this. And I told him, well, God is leading me to the mountain, Brother Larry. And we didn't know which mountain. But then God revealed to us that these are the mountains he wanted us to come, because we kept praying, we kept seeking God. And as long as he leads you, but the Lord told me he's going to bring people up here. There will be 5,000 plus people that are going to come to the community. You know? And he showed me the other days that more than that will be coming to heaven in the rapture, follower of the Lord Yahweh. And he has shown me this several times, and I'm very happy for that. We're not disregarding anyone listening at home, because there are people that are listening at home that write to me sometimes, Brother Ellie, you know, I'm not in the chat room. I listen in my house on my cell phone, my computer, Skype, and you don't see me, but I'm there listening. You know, I'm your sister. I'm your brother in Christ. And I've been listening to you from the beginning, faithfully. So you said, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Their family that faithfully write to us almost every single week. And when I check my P.O. box for the Lord Tower, their people every single week writing to us, family. They're not in the chat room. They're not on the cell phone listening. They're listening on Skype. And the thing with Skype, it doesn't show up here your number. It only show up the local, you know. So, you know, and so, you know, I thank God for each and one of them. Great family in the Lord. They keep us in prayer, you know. We're more than 5,000 strong. I know that. We're more than 5,000 strong people here, family in the Lord Yahweh, brothers and sisters, my brother and sister. And we're going to get together here in North Carolina. The Lord showed me that this is going to happen. God's going to make this happen. Jesus said to me, this is God's work. So it's not about my work or our work. This is God's work, and it's going to be done, the Lord says. He told me not to worry about it. So it's going to be done in God's timing here, perfect timing. And I believe it's close before we begin this work. I truly believe it's close, My brother and sister, I asked the Lord the other day. He said, yes, it's close. So I go by what he says. My brother and sister, I don't go by, well, let me look at my bank account. No. Because, see, when you say, I don't have the money, or I don't have this, or I don't have that, let me tell you what you're doing in faith. You're limiting yourself in God.
Amen.
When you look and say, well, I don't have the money for this. Yeah. Well, I don't have money for that. I have people that contacted me years ago. Thank you. The Lord likes that. The Lord likes that. That contacted me years ago. The Lord called them into ministry. But they say to me that because they didn't have the money, they didn't want to do ministry. You know that when the Lord sent me to do ministry, I barely have any money for gas. The money that I have for food for myself, because I was single back then for so many years, the money that I had for food after I would give my tithes and offering, pay my bills where I was living, it was just enough money for food. It's what I used for gas for the ministry.
Amen.
So I had to divide the $40, $50 I had left a week between food and gas. And you know that $40 or $50 that I just have for the week is not enough to fill a tank to travel the mile that I was traveling three times a week to this place and then twice a week to the church and once a week on Saturday morning to this other. We were going to three prisons and then it became four. And then I would have to do local evangelism. We had what we used to call a cell, a group of brothers and sisters that we would minister in people's home. I would have to go to the hospital. That money would have to give me enough to go to the hospital every week and take me to the nursing home, take me to the place to minister to people. And God made it enough. I don't know. I don't know how $40, $50 was enough for me to do so much ministry, but God made it possible. And so if I say I didn't have to, if I didn't say, well, I only have $50 for shopping for the week, it's not going to be enough for me to do ministry. Those hundreds and thousands of people that God used me to lead to the Lord would have not been saved if I didn't exercise my faith in the Lord. So that's where you got to trust the Lord even with what you don't have.
Amen.
You have to say, I don't have the money, but I'm going to be obedient to the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Obedient is better than sacrifice. Yeah. Sacrifice is the money that you can sacrifice for God. Obedient is better than money. Better than sacrifice. Because you can say every week, I have to sacrifice $1,000 for God or $500 for God. That's a sacrifice you make because you got bills, you got responsibility. When you do obedient, whatever you give to God and the obedient is part of your joy, not part of your suffering. When you give it, you get joy from the Lord in your spirit because you're being obedient. Obedient is better than sacrifice because obedient brings joy. Sacrifice brings pain because you say, I have to pay this from my own money. I have to do ministry for my own money. No. I do with what God provides me to, my brothers and sisters. And God is faithful to continue to provide, my brothers and sisters. Remember when Elisha was sent to the widow's home, she didn't have enough for Elisha and her and her son. It was just a little bit for her son and her to die. But Elisha says to her, give me first. And the oil will not end in your home. And when she gave Elisha first, and then her son, she divided what she had between God and her son. Because Elisha represented Jesus. Elisha represented God. So she had to take half of what she had. It was what I did with the ministry. I had to take the $50 and divide it between God and then me. We do the opposite. It's me, what I need first, and the leftover, if I can, give to God. And that doesn't work with God. God said, serve me first, Elijah says. Serve me first. And that was the beginning of her blessing. That was the beginning of my blessing. Mm-hmm. When I serve God first, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to give it to God. And if I got to do so much ministry and the $50, nothing is left, like it happens on time, put money in the car. And I remember the week I had $20 left. And I was thinking how to go and do shopping with $20 because full price it was already going up. And a brother comes to me. He had a daughter and a wife and says, we have nothing to eat in my house. And I had $20. What a test. What a test. Because in the moment, I know that by obedience, I got to give him my $20 because he was my brother in Christ that I love so much. Mm-hmm. You know? And I want his daughter, because his children to me come first in food, you know.
Yeah.
I want his daughter to eat, and his wife. So I said, here's the $20, and go, and buy whatever you can, buy some meat, buy, do whatever you can. He said, oh, thank you. And he said to me, are these your last $20? Those are the only $20 I have, and you're giving it to me, brother. Wow, he gave me a hug. He said, no, go ahead, brother. Don't worry about it. It's all for the Lord. It's all for the Lord. Go ahead. And then I'm going around my drawers in the kitchen looking for a can of food to eat. And all of a sudden, I'm opening, and I found one ready to go. I don't know how they got there because I don't remember buying it. And that was what I was thinking. I don't think I have any more food because I've gone through it, and there was nothing, but I opened the drawer, and there it was. God did the miracle right there, and I was able to eat, you know? And then he asked me later on, I said, no, I ate. God provided, you know, part of my testimony. He never let me go hungry. He always provided. When I didn't have, he had, because in heaven, there's no lack.
Exactly.
And the new earth, as he showed me, we're going to have more than enough. Especially some of us have went through the time when we had nothing, but we believe God.
Amen.
Imagine leaving your house, having nothing to do ministry, and you're ministering to people who have a lot of money, who can write you a check, but they don't know what you're going through. You have to keep it quiet because it's between God and me. If I'm hungry, if I don't have any money to pay my bills, since I'm doing ministry for God, it's between God and me. I cannot go there and say, look, if you send me an offer, I'm going to give you a tremendous message today, or I'm going to give you this and that. No, because then I'm selling the gospel. I'm not here to sell the gospel. Jesus says, buy the truth, but don't sell it.
Amen.
That's what he says in Proverbs, buy the truth, but don't sell it. I can't sell it. Jesus himself told me this. When I wanted to write a book, I said, Lord, I want to write a book about my testimony about heaven. And he says, no, buy the truth and don't sell it, he says. He won't allow me to write a book. My brother insisted. He told me not to sell the truth. Cannot be sold. So it's walking by faith and seeing the provision of the Lord. Like when Israel and Moses got to the Red Sea and there was nowhere to go. And God says to Moses, see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
See the salvation of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Many Christians have not seen the salvation of the Lord. You need to see the salvation of the Lord. And I'm not talking now about your soul being saved. Now I'm talking about you seeing God's provision in your life. God opening that door. When Sister Luna was saying, I need to change my job. Now you got to trust that the God who provided you the job first takes you to the second job.
Amen.
Because what a coincidence that I was doing the same job she's doing now. Mm. Same job she's doing now. I had it up north. And God took me out of that place. Told me to trust the Lord. I was making good money doing it. God says, no, leave it. You know? Why? Because it takes obedience with God. And you say, God, in the moment God convicts you in your heart that you should move from something, a job, or and you do it. God, you told me in obedience.
You don't look and see and say, well, God, you told me to move to that place, but the place is too high in price. Mm-hmm. No. You're asking the one who owns silver and gold, brother.
Amen. And his word says we got to walk by faith, right? But not by sight. So anything we see in the physical, it doesn't mean that, you know, in the spiritual sense, that, you know, we have to see what the unseen is.
Now, Brother Ben, tell them that when we came to North Carolina,
yes,
we didn't have a place to stay. We were staying in a hotel.
Yeah, we were staying in a hotel, okay?
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Elvie had found an apartment in an apartment complex. And here I was still looking for an apartment.
God provided.
God provided. I tell you, it was weeks, but I waited. I was staying in my car, you know, and to deal with it. And finally, a breakthrough comes in. And I went to visit Brother Elvie at the apartment and say, hey, listen, you know, go and apply for it. And guess what? When I did, boom, I was approved to stay in the same apartment complex as Brother Elvie was. But it took that time where I didn't murmur. I did not, you know, panic. I waited on the Lord. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is the patience, because he will answer in due time. It's not the time that we want to have it happen. It's when he, because he's, everything is in perfect timing with God, with
Amen.
Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know.
But it never, see, the thing that people got to notice is, we didn't have a place.
No.
But I never stopped preaching the gospel here.
Amen.
And I never told the people here on the Lord Tower, I need you to send me an emergency donation.
Right. Exactly.
Because my family and I don't have a place to live.
Amen.
Never, 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 never. Yeah. My thing is with the Lord. Lord, you brought us here.
Mm-hmm.
You told us to come here. We came here in obedience. You'll be the one who's going to open the door. And when I went through that door, the woman saw me as an angel. You know what she says to me? I have over 100 applications here for this place. Mm-hmm. But I feel that I need to give it to you. I have here my desk. He said, look at my desk. Over 100 applications here for this place that just opened up for you and your family.
Wow.
I feel that I need to give it to you. The woman was shaking there talking to me in the office. I knew it was God.
Amen.
God had let her know clearly, you need to give that to this family.
Praise God.
And gave us the place. It was a temporary place. We could have stayed as long as we wanted. But I took it as a temporary place because we knew that we were going to own a place.
Amen.
And then God kept opening the door. In that same place, God opened, Brother Ben, another door there.
Yes.
You know, and Brother Ben had his own place there. But, you know, it's where God wanted us to be. Every place we've been has been temporarily, I say, because God wanted us to have our own place.
Mm-hmm.
where he knew this mess was going to come. We own our own place now. And we're ready for whatever mess comes to help family, to help people.
Now, remember, brothers and sisters, this was way back in 2013 now. Okay? And it's now 2023.
10 years later.
10 years later.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay? We thank the Lord. Praise you, God.
Faithful.
You know,
faithful. He's faithful.
Yes.
He's
he
faithful.
He loves us, brothers and sisters. And going back to what I reiterated earlier, if the Lord is telling you or have the unction within your spirit to be where you're supposed to be, to move away from the coastline, whether it be the East Coast or the West Coast, please heed the word or the stirring of your spirit, okay? Or either that, be prepared to be going home if you're right with the Lord. You got to be right with the Lord, you know.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
That's
so,
the most important.
You know, if you're not being told to go anywhere, hunker down where you're at, seek the Lord every day, pray every day, repent every day, as Brother Elvie had mentioned, and just, you know, like I was telling Brother Elvie, not only do we pray and we seek the Lord, but also what I do is to praise and worship him. If you need to sing to him, I sing to him. I don't have a good voice. Okay, I don't have a good voice. But I tell you what, I do sing to him. You know, I know he hears me because I can feel his presence. You know, I have not seen the Lord physically, all right? But I sense his presence, that he loves us. He could be any one of us. But it's just taking that next step to go deeper, to going, like Brother Elvie says, a relationship, okay? A relationship. That's what he wants. He wants a relationship and a fellowship with him, okay? Not only that, you know, we respect him as our holy God, but he's our friend. Amen. It says that in his word. He's our friend, so he could you can have him as a best friend. So on the times of trouble that you're dealing with, talk to him as a friend besides prayer, and then praise and thanking him. And that's another thing, too. I do have a prayer that the Holy Spirit has given me. We're going to be posting it on the website. It's a prayer of thanking God every day, because that's going to bring and to motivate the blessing, okay, that whatever you're praying for, what you're lacking, I believe that prayer is going to help you to, you know, open that door, like Brother Elvie says, to open the door and have the Lord bless you with whatever that you're asking him.
Amen.
Right? So praise and worship. Not only do we pray and, you know, read his word, but praise and worship is very important.
Amen. That's him. That's part of the relationship with the Lord that you need to practice every day.
Amen.
Now, Sunday, I want to say this because there was a lot of question on Sunday in regard to what we were talking about on Sunday, where when the person kills another person, it opens the door for a spirit,
okay.
You know? So I went in prayer with the Lord. I was talking to the Lord. I was very tired at the end of Sunday, and I apologize that I closed the chaperone too close on Sunday. I usually give people more time to talk with one another. I truly apologize for that, but I was very tired, very, very tired. So when I went and laid down, I felt the Lord ministering to me. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I know he was ministering to me because I was very tired. I said, Lord, I'm very tired. And the Lord understand. I was all day long Sunday, whether I was in prayer, I was in the Word, and I was preaching in Spanish, and I was preaching in English, and it was 3 hours a nine, an hour plus in the early time, and it was all day long, nonstop, and my daughter was even up still waiting for me. She didn't want to go to sleep. She had to go to school. She was waiting for me to put her to sleep. So, okay. So I lay down, and I began to talk with the Lord, and I have people writing me, people texting me. But I wanted to have that time with the Lord because I said, you know, I was thinking, Lord, that I said it wrong about the opening the door, that you open the door of a spirit if you kill someone. And then I said, Lord, the Lord let me know that the word I gave was from him. I said, Lord, that was that I know that came out of my mouth, it was your word. So he confirmed me. But then I asked the Lord, where is it in the Bible? It was my question to the Lord. I said, Lord, where is it in the Bible that I can come back and tell my brothers and sisters? And then the Lord said to me, the king's soul, was not King Saul possessed by a demon? And what opened the door for him to be possessed by a demon? So again, the Lord answered me with his word and answered me, where would I find it in the Bible? My brother and sister, King Saul was possessed by a demon, and he opened the door for what he did, okay? And notice what he wanted to do afterward. He wanted to kill David. See, that same demon he had, okay, that possessed King Saul, that only when David was sent to the Lord next to him,
And when that demon will give King Saul rest. Not necessarily leave, because King Saul did not confess to the Lord what he did. You see the difference? One thing, if you do it for whatever reason you think it is, but you repent. David repented. King Saul did not. So the demon never left Saul. It will only receive rest from, King Saul will receive rest when David play his instrument. Remember that?
Right.
That's why they chose David as a psalmist. And he will play to King Saul, and the demon will give him rest. But in the moment David will leave, what happened? The demon returned to torment him again. Because King Saul was not repentant sincerely. And Jesus says to me, King Saul, was not King Saul possessed by a demon? And then he says to me, what opened the door? Jesus says to me. And I was blown away by his answer to me laying in bed, like, wow, that's what I needed to hear that from the Lord. Because even though I have been reading the Bible for so many years, sometimes I need a reminder for him from the Lord. So remember that King Saul opened the door to that demon to ruin his life, and he changed. You can see how aggressive King Saul became. You know, you want to go there and read it. You saw how aggressive he got with David. He almost, at one time, he almost killed David. When he threw, I think it was one time he threw his sword, I think the Bible says.
I'm not sure.
And David had to practically run out of the room. Because when the demon possessed him, he would, you know, the shed of blood, my brother and sister, a spear. Thank you, sister. Thank you.
A spear.
Okay. You may want to read that to mine in your Bible. Look it up and read it. I believe it's in 1 Kings and 1 Chronicle, which is where it is. And I tell you that David ran from Saul. He ran. He ran out of the room. He ran from his presence. And remember when King Saul's daughter, which David married, has to protect David because Saul wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Brother Shah. Saul threw the spear and David tried to pin him to the wall. David jumped out of the way, so the spear missed him and stuck in the wall. That night David ran away. Okay. And the Saul sent men to watch David's house, thank you, and stay there all night. So you see the problem that came out of that. Amen. But David's wife Micah warned him, and she says, you must run away tonight and save your life. Okay. This behavior of King Saul, he opened the door for the demon to come in his life, and the killing opened the door for the demon. He wanted to kill David. So it's something that keeps happening. Lest you repent and seek deliverance, as Brother Ben was saying, read Brother Larry's prayer, one. Use that. That's a powerful tool.
Yes, it is a tool.
And Brother Ben also put up, you got prayer in your,
yes,
in your page also.
Right. On my prayer page in the lordshour.org, there's certain prayers that Brother Elvie put it on the website. Is both in English and Spanish.
Yes.
We had our dear brother Tony from, from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so graciously wanted to serve the Lord.
He's listening. He must be listening.
and I'm hoping he's listening, Brother Tony. But we thank you, Brother Tony, for your cooperation to translate the prayers that I had into Spanish so that we can share it to our Spanish brothers and sisters. You know, located, you know, worldwide, you know. We got brother, who's the one from Colombia?
Oh, Brother Miguel.
Miguel.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's here, but you always hear.
Yeah,
right?
he is.
Okay. Hello, Brother Miguel. This is Brother Ben.
My dear Brother Miguel, so many years.
Yeah, I know. He's always mentioning that, and boy, what a blessing. We are praying for your mother, Brother Miguel. So,
just
hang on tight, brother.
Yes, God is good.
God is good, yes.
The Lord says he's going to help your mom, so amen.
Oh, another thing before we move on, I know we're jumping from topic to topic here.
Yes.
But I mentioned last time, and Brother Elvie had brought it to my attention, that, I believe it's better to put my email on the chat room if you want to go ahead and request for prayer. Brother Elvie is going to do that on the chat room right now, is to put my email. So okay. If you have a prayer request.
You want your regular email?
Yes.
Okay.
Regular email. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and voice it out. Is B as in boy, P as in Paul, F as in Frank, dot, rapture, the word rapture, R as in Roger, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, T as in Tango, U as in uniform, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, @gmail.com. Okay? That is my email address. And if you need prayer, a question that you might want to ask, if we have missed it on the chat room here, because we only have one screen here and we're both kind of sharing it, and it's not where I can read it, and I had Brother Elvie read it to me. But if you got any questions, please feel free to get in contact with me through my email, and my email is posted on the chat room. Okay, and the thing is that we'll put you on our prayer list if you're needing prayer for your family or whatever the situation is. We'll definitely pray for you, okay? Because that's one area here as part of the ministry is that, prayers of the righteous person avails much. Very powerful, okay? So as Brother Elvie say, we're up here in the mountain. We're at the top. And it's anointed up here. So if you're being led to come up this way, pray to the Lord and have a confirmation, if you're being to come here. And do like what we did. I took a big leap of step to come up here. Okay? A big leap of step. Without nothing but a vehicle and the clothes that I packed. So, do it in obedience to the Lord. And, of course, of this events that are coming with the Eastern tsunami and the earthquake in California, I highly suggest for those that are live on the both coastline, the East Coast and the West Coast, if you are told by the Lord to move out of there and to advise your other family members that are located in the coastline is to move inland to wherever the Lord leads you. Whether it be leads you here in Asheville, then so be it. But depend on the Lord for the provisions that he's going to provide a door to open where you can do it. Okay, depend on him and pray to him. If you want prayer, then you have my email. You got Brother Elmy's email, because everybody knows Brother Elmy's email. So if you can't get a hold of B, then check with Brother Elmy, and then he'll. I normally be with him most of the time. I don't live too far from him. I'll take about a 5-minute drive from where I live to where he lives here in Asheville, West Asheville.
Amen.
Okay, so. Yeah, just in case I miss your email,
mm-hmm.
please get in contact with Brother Elvie and say, hey, this person has been getting a hold of you, and then I'll go ahead and respond. And if you're requesting prayer, we're going to add you on the prayer list. We're going to pray for you daily. But always, always, always seek the Lord first, because his word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you, right?
Amen.
So go before the Lord in prayer. And if you need additional, motivation or additional prayer, then yeah, please, by all means, get in touch with us through our email.
Amen. And we all stay in contact. Like sometimes my email is Sister Amy, Brother Chance, all the brothers and sisters, we all stay in contact with one another. Even if I need them to come on the air, or I invite them to come on the Lord Child, they'll come. They'll be willing to come. I just know that I know Sister Amy moved her down her candle down to Morgantown, which is about, I would say, 30 minutes from here, 25 minutes, around there. And so it's a longer travel for her, and I'm sure they come a little later from work. So I don't ask her to come on the Lord's Hour like I used to anymore, because I understand they come from work tired. But she has said to me, Brother Elvie, anytime you want me to come on the Lord's Hour, you know, just message me and, you know, I'll come. So all of our brothers and sisters, we stay in communication. Sometimes when I have an important message, I go on my Gmail and I email all the brothers and sisters, Amy, everyone, and they all respond back to me, hey, yes, Brother Elvie, yes, yes. Sometimes they let me know they have listened to the program, and it's just everything is for the different timing. Remember that after COVID, everything changed. So everyone's working different hour, different timing. So it's so difficult. I've been the only one that has stayed on the Lord's Hour, even through the COVID and before and after. Still at 8 o'clock Eastern time, 8 to 11. We have not changed the time. And been doing it for all this year nonstop, because I know it's for the Lord. But, yes, we stay in contact with all my brothers and sisters. You know, Brother Body sometimes messages me or call me. We'll talk on the phone. We all stay in contact, my brother and sister. None of us, not often, not constant, because of a different hour. But, you know, they let me know they're in prayer for us. We're in prayer for them, my brother and sister. We are 5,000 plus strong, and we're all praying for one another. My brother John from Minnesota, I know he's busy. Sometimes I'll call him, we'll talk, or he'll call me, and we'll stay in communication. My brother and sister, everyone, I mean, I have all those people in the email, and believe me, we, as you see in the Facebook, 5,000, almost 5,000 people there plus, and the other account the same, the other Facebook account the same, and then in the Gmail the same, MSN Outlook the same, thousands of people, and people email me, my brother and sister, hallelujah, and we stay in contact. They'll let me know. Sometimes they need prayer for something or for someone, and they'll email me also, and, you know, I let them know, yes, amen, you know. None of us are not talking with each other. We are talking with each other, and I thank God that every time we come across and we say hello, and you know, God has been keeping us all one way or another. Thank you, Lord. And they still love us. We love them in the Lord. We keep praying for one another. I know that this community, the Lord wants us to, it's going to all come to happen. And the Lord's timing, my brother and sister, which I believe is close, because basically there's no time left practically, but the Lord will make time for it. God will make time for it. Within the whatever time is left, there will be time for what God wants to accomplish. Brother was saying to me, brother, sister, that we're going to play a sister in a few minutes, a brother and a sister. And the sister saying there that she said, I believe the name of her page is Look Up, or Keep Looking Up, something like that on YouTube.
Keep Looking Up to Heaven, I believe it is.
Yes. So, Looking Up for the Things Above.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's talking about the 3 days of darkness, and that we're going to get the 3 days of darkness and the rapture. And that's what she said, right? 3 days of darkness?
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Ben was telling me about that. I said, it's wonderful. If the Lord comes now, tonight, and rapture the part to us, and we don't have to wait for anything else, or, you know, I won't be mad. Like the only thing I can say is, well, Lord, you said that the judgment was going to happen first. That's the only thing I can say. But if he says to me, well, I changed my mind. Okay, fine. You know, I'm not going to go to heaven to question the Lord. He's God Almighty, whatever he wants.
Amen.
I just know what he said. I'm trusting him. And he says, I'm glad I'm waiting for the sign. He told me that himself standing in front of me. So, you know, I'm looking for his promise is what I'm looking for. And I know we're going to see the judgment before the rapture because he said we would. But if God changes his mind and Father said, no, bring my people home now. Forget about the sign. I just want my people up here and take us home. Man, I'll be one of them celebrating it. Forget about anything else, my brother and sister. In reality, the most important thing is going home with God. In
yeah.
celebrating that wedding celebration.
Hallelujah.
He has shown me several times the wedding is ready.
Praise
the guests
Lord.
Are about to arrive, which is us. The, you
Thank
know,
you, Lord.
Invited for the wedding, the bride. What's the bride? The bride is it's last to come. And, that, you know, if it happens today, if it happens, you know, I was just saying, why do the government, the elite are planning July for the CBDC? And I believe it's because my brother and sister, they're only allowed to do a certain things in a certain time. And if they're allowed by July to bring in the CBDC. Now, this man of God, which we're going to play in a field, pastor, was it from Chicago?
Literally. I believe so, yeah.
Okay. He got a dream from the Lord that he saw in the end of the year. He said September, November, and December.
December, yeah.
Okay.
Those months.
That he saw that. The Lord told him these months, Serenade. The Lord told him these months, September, November, December, he says, that judgment was coming.
Yes.
So I was telling my children this morning when I was driving them to school at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was saying to them, it was about 7 now when I was driving them, because we were in late this morning. And I was telling them that if the judgment of God comes later in the year, let's say an example, this year, if the judgment of God comes this year, but it comes later in the winter, September, November, December,